It's the Aristophan. It's Derek.
All right, we're all gay. Let's all just give each other AIDS. We'll just go around and fuck each other.
Matthew.
I want to suck that penis.
Steven.
Giving head to a guy isn't gay.
And Vaughn.
All around it's homo.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hey, what happened?
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You think I'm some sloppy red pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy red pussy for you to fuck?
Inconceivable!
Hi guys, it's so super to see you.
My God, it's the Aristophan.
Oh my God.
Oh, I worked so hard on that.
That was priceless. That was holy shit.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Of course, we are streaming live. CringeHumorRadio.com every Thursday, 10 p.m. until midnight
Cringe
or
humor,
later.
CringeHumorGadio. Wow.
That was all Matt, by the way. Yeah, I put it together, but Matt basically wrote a script for me to do. Yeah.
I thought it would be a cool April 5th Fool's Day joke.
I think April Fool's should be all month.
I think it should be April Fool's month.
Yeah. It should just be April's Fool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or April Fool's.
Yeah.
All,
right, good.
All April.
Yeah. Okay. No, right. I know plenty of people who do their April Fool's on the 2nd.
Yeah.
So
that's their April Fool.
Yeah.
All right, I guess that's it, right? We said everything. I'm Derek, with me as always is Matthew.
Hi, guys.
We got Steven.
Get on your knees, scumbag.
Okay, and we got Vaughn.
Hey!
Unnecessary, I think we should call
what?
Him.
What did I do?
Did I do and we got Steve number two.
Woof, woof.
Quite special literally guest. Number two.
Ooh.
He's been booting all pre-show. Where
wow.
the fuck did that come from?
We are gassy.
A little bit.
Dude, this fucking room stinks.
It's
it
terrible.
Really does.
I don't know how Carly can put
I'm
up with it.
I'm proud of that.
I don't think she is, to be
I
honest
can't,
with you.
Guys. You I don't
it.
Know.
Look at her face.
Yeah, she came in. The whole fucking place stinks.
Methane dioxide.
Between
like,
me,
ridiculous.
Between me, Steve number two, and the dog, it's just...
Of all people, the dog.
Horrible.
Oh, well, the dog is like, I'd say, a good 50% of all odors in this house right now.
Yeah. How many parts per million? It's pretty gross.
2 billion.
What you did to that microphone billion. Before, that was, oh my God.
It was inexcusable.
That's unspeakable.
I farted on the microphone, and I made Steve smell it. Well, I didn't make him. I just put it over there, and you took a big whiff.
And ran out of the house.
It almost smelled died. Like, I don't even, you can't even describe
no.
it.
No.
A corpse. That's
it
probably what
disgusting.
A dead body smells like.
Gross.
A dead body that just shit itself. That's probably what it smells like.
Well, you do tend to release the bowels when you die. So.
You do?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So, dead very body.
True. So it fucking stinks in here.
Like
I
a
can't
dead
wait.
Body.
And ooh. I got all kinds of like candles going, and it's just not.
Who died, Vaughn?
Yeah.
Who
died? The
oh.
Christmas
oh,
Story guy?
Bob Clark, yes. The director of Christmas Story, Porky's, Black Christmas... People shouldn't. Kids shouldn't play with dead things, and a whole bunch of other movies. He died. What head on collision was it?
Nice
head on collision with his kid in the car.
He's like 80.
Well, he was about something like that.
Bob
he was like
Clark.
78.
Yeah.
So he was like Bob Hope and Dick Clark combined. Yeah. Finally dead.
Well, no. I mean, it is kind of sad thing because the guy died from a drunk driver. So
yeah. Oh,
somebody hit him.
You know, something Steve might accomplish if he keeps drinking every night.
His son was pretty. Wasn't his son in like
his
20s?
Yeah, real young.
Yeah. Holy yeah. shit.
So he was fucking late.
Yeah, they both...
I mean, fucking late in his life.
Yeah.
Could still be doing it writing up until he
Oopsie
died.
Oopsie daisy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe his son was giving him Roadhead. That's bad.
It's a horrible joke.
That is.
Jesus.
Boom. What? Some fat dead girl on MySpace? You're all for it? Some film dies?
No, the whole pedophilia thing is a little much.
What?
I mean, that's about it.
Oh, never mind incest?
I don't care.
Pedophilia?
He's a kid.
What? 20-something.
Oh, whatever. You know what I mean. Who cares?
When do we start?
Know what Vaughn means.
We already
when
start.
Did we start drawing
I've already
lines?
Started. Can you hit the thing, please?
No, no, I don't feel like going for it. You don't, no, it doesn't deserve my hand.
Oh, you'll get my hand.
Oh, I bet. Is it going to have a Hulk fist on it?
Yes, it will.
With cement?
Speaking of
pedophilia. My penis on it.
Speaking of Hulk fist
See?
With cement.
Good walk in there, huh?
Where is this? Oh, there was a rapist who spared jail as judge agrees that a girl... 10 that he raped looked older.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
So he got off the hook.
Where
this
was this?
Of course, in London.
Oh, fuck those England. British motherfuckers.
So what happens here?
Well, a man who raped a 10-year-old girl was spared a jail sentence yesterday after a high court judge agreed that the victim did, in fact, look older.
Wow.
All that rouge she was wearing sure made her look like she was 13.
Yeah.
So they pretty much made it okay.
Yeah. He was charged with rape. He pleaded guilty. On a bias accepted by the prosecution that believed she was 16.
You're kidding.
Oh, like that's better.
That's not even plausible. Yeah, how could a 10-year-old ever look that old?
And that he was shocked to find out she was only 10. Jesus.
I wish we could see a picture of her.
Was,
it's entirely possible.
How about the fact that she could have been 16? Isn't that just bad enough?
Well, no, but 16's the age of consent in New Jersey, so...
Well, I mean,
well, rape.
No, it depends.
Statutory rape.
Oh, oh. If she was 10, it's rape no matter what.
That's
if
what
she's
I call.
16,
I thought you meant he clubbed her over the head and went to work.
No, you just push her down.
He stopped
the
by the
up,
local elementary school and went to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
He was 20.
And where was this again?
It was in England.
Okay.
Hey, baby, you like finger painting?
Hit her over the head with a wiffle ball bat and then raped her with it.
Check out this Crayola.
Wow. Oh.
Well, Matthew and I have said many times that girls are developing at a ridiculously young age.
Would you have sex with a girl who's 10 years old?
At your age?
If she looked like she was 16?
No. Not even if she
looked
like
she was 10? Or
no, if you didn't know and she looked like she was 16.
Well, I don't know.
No.
I wouldn't have sex with a girl.
Wait a second. All right, how about a 16-year-old?
Nope.
No.
Yeah. No way.
Right, well, first off, all
the fuck is wrong with you?
They have no fucking mental capacity. They have no brains.
Wait a minute. What does that have to do with having sex?
Fucking idiotic.
And when do they get brains? When they turn 18?
I know.
18?
And they still smell like piss.
Well, are they the Scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz?
Thank you. They're still not even out of diapers at 16. What the fuck do I want to touch that?
Well, we're talking about girls, not boys anyway, so don't worry.
Oh, fuck!
Jesus.
Nice.
Jesus.
Wow.
No, I think my cutoff would be at least...
18.
And your age now?
I'd even say 19.
Really?
Yeah.
Got to have that year buffer?
Yeah.
Okay.
19.
Preferably...
I can respect that.
Preferably 21.
Yeah.
My cutoff's 18.
So you get a drunk first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fine. How do I look now, baby?
I mean, if Carly wasn't around...
Yeah.
When Carly
is around.
As in,
when Carly's at work.
Before Carly got home today.
Wait a minute.
Don't look in the closet.
Yeah, you do have a back door, right, Derek?
No.
Ooh,
you're dead.
I have a very big window.
You're dead.
You're fucking dead. You're out and out, dare dead.
But that is a very interesting question, the age, because I have thought of that. It's come up about like rape and stuff like that. Yeah. And you think like what your limit is, like what your cutoff is, you know?
16. Sweet 16.
Derek watched your kid's choice awards and he's like, ooh, she looks 16.
He's watching Dora.
How old
Dora
is
the Explorer.
Yeah.
You want to see my gack?
Oh, man.
But really, like an 18-year-old is a bit, I don't know, they're stupid.
So what?
Like, yeah. You know any 18-year-old girls?
They're still sitting around giggling all
Do
gay.
Do I know any 18-year-old girls?
Yeah. Wow. How annoying are they?
Yeah, they're very annoying,
fucking
but that doesn't
annoying.
Have anything to do with what the subject is here.
Yeah, I'm talking
We're
about
not saying,
just...
like, would you date an 18-year-old to the point of marrying her? It's just saying, would you have sex with her if she was hot?
I'm talking pure boom boom, and that's
it.
No.
Well,
not at all.
Just boom boom, and that's it. That's it, and that's all.
Just a whole... It's even if I'm just... doing it, it's still the mental capacity.
What does that matter, though?
The next day, you have them on you at all times. They will never leave.
No, it's not.
Even if you're using a false name in another state.
You're totally missing the point.
Okay, Matt, you find
a
hot girl. You think she's hot. You think she's 18. You bang her. She's 10. What do you do?
No, that's what happened to this guy.
What do
you do? That's why he got off.
And so your judge said, so yeah, she does look like she's 16.
That's true.
And then the judge
she
said,
does. She
and then
misled
the judge you.
And it's her fault.
Yeah.
The way she was wearing that skirt. Oh, hell, she's 16.
All right, relax.
Anyway.
People, relax. Settle down.
Yeah. Talk then the judge wanted to see her in her chambers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're not really 10.
I'm not wearing anything out of this robe.
Come on, really? Come on.
I got a big sucker for you, son of the robe.
Wow.
Oof.
All day sucker, if you know what I mean.
Nope. Don't.
Wow.
No.
I have no idea.
Nope.
I say you're 18 or I'm going to hold you in contempt.
Contempt of my cock.
I'm going to hold you in the rolling crab.
You're 18 until I blow it.
Yeah, I you know, this yeah, this oops. Mental capacity shit, what the fuck? Do you get an IQ test before
when
you, like, undress them?
Well,
here's a Rorschach. Tell me what this looks like.
Dude, I'm 25 and I don't know what a Rorschach is. Don't even say that again.
It's the ink blot test.
Good.
You knew what it was. You
no?
wouldn't have said it. You wouldn't have repeated it if you didn't
no?
know what it was.
You can ask me what 36 times 36 is. I won't tell you.
I know you won't.
I won't tell you.
Rorschach test.
There's a difference between won't and can't.
Because I do not know.
Okay, fine.
All right, good.
Do you know what it is?
It'd take me about 15 seconds, but I can figure it out.
Actually, Matt, let's...
Well, we don't have that kind of time.
I want to open this up since we're talking about Rorschach and psychology. Uh-oh. Why don't you tell them your little secret, Steve?
What's that?
It's no secret. I'm going to a psychiatrist now.
Faggot.
No, for what?
You crazy faggot.
Wait. Let him tell him.
It's a list of things.
Well,
panic, anxiety, depression, and food eating disorder.
Okay. What's the food eating disorder?
I have developed a phobia of calories.
And what's the other stuff?
Look at his face.
Like,
sound bites.
Well, with the food part.
No, there is a food phobia.
Well, with the food phobia I have is...
But Steve doesn't.
I haven't
have
told
it,
you guys
so.
This. Is Jamie will make brownies or cupcakes.
And you'll eat them.
I'll chew them and spit them in the
and
garbage
spit
and
them
stuff.
In the garbage.
I just won't eat them.
You'll chew them and spit them in the garbage?
We've been over this before.
I've never heard this.
Oh, it's called being gay.
It's called bulimia.
You're like,
well, yeah,
pretty
that's,
much.
That's
you're like
pretty
that 18
bulimia.
Year old girl I wouldn't fuck.
He's actually, it's smart
pretty
because
much,
he's not ruining his esophagus
yes,
by throwing him up.
Yeah, and I'm not rotting my teeth out.
Well.
Well, yeah, you are because you're still chewing.
No, but you're being retarded. Just eat the fucking brownie or don't.
I want to get the flavor of it, but I don't want to get the fat of it.
Oh, my God.
It's called exercise, dude.
Get
those
fucking sugar-free
brownies,
that too.
You know.
And then you have nothing to worry about.
And get those fucking, like, astronaut pills. It takes, like, a whole meal.
Yeah, seriously.
Just swallow it, drink a bottle of water.
Yeah,
dude,
go.
Just eat apples. Violet. You're turning into a violet.
Okay. Yeah, just eat apples or, like, fruit or some shit.
That's all I do eat. That's the point.
Apples, man. Leptin.
Well,
I tried to find a soundbite, but...
Oh, okay.
I can't come up with anything.
Anyway. That's
this is the only thing
so
I can come up
so,
with.
So, what else?
All right, cut it.
All right, now the other stuff...
All Steve's keep
always,
getting thinner.
Always, since you were a kid, had problems with this, and now you decide it's time.
When,
yeah.
When you lost, like, 100 yeah. pounds, you decided that you had an eating disorder.
Once he's actually, like, feels good about himself, you know what? I'm going to see psychiatrist.
No, because I've been having the health problems with the heart, the ticker.
The ticker's gone.
Oh, the old ticker's gone.
The cardiologist, you know, they did a whole workup on my heart.
Oh, the murmur?
Said, you know what? Yeah, my palpitations.
Irregular heart
and they said that I should go talk to somebody.
Yeah.
They do have proof that I'm not lying because they said they have some drop beats and whatnot.
Yeah.
But there's nothing
too.
To be worried about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a heart murmur.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't have a heart murmur. I had one when I was a kid. We usually grow out of them.
Because you're scared of everything and everyone.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not scared of busting your jaw.
Maybe you weren't shitting your pants every 2 seconds.
Literally.
Pretty much.
But the last time Steve number two was here, you were saying how you wanted to be fat again.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You do it.
Yeah, because it's not as depressing. Counting calories and stuff.
You actually count calories? Like
yes.
You have to,
daily,
really?
1,200 a day. That's it.
Wow.
1,200?
I wonder how many.
And I run on top
you
of that.
Probably,
Derek, you probably blow that out in like
three
one.
Or four?
Probably hit about three.
Yeah. I'm guessing yeah. that I'm.
I know I'm close to that.
I'm about negative 1,600 calories a day with running and
you're dropping
your body
1,600
normally.
A day. So that's.
Unhealthy.
Yeah, you're not
quite.
Wow.
There's no
jogging burns about 800
like
to 1,000.
That's like 8,000 calories a week, so you should be losing over 2 pounds a week.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah.
But
I'm not losing
enough.
Well,
like, are you losing? Are you losing 2 pounds a week?
No, it's gotten to the point where I'm not losing the weight. Now my body's just shutting down, like not being healthy.
Stop fucking running.
Yeah,
eat.
You tell me you're addicted to exercising.
Yeah,
Just running, though, not weightlifting.
Yeah. Poor thing. No, I've been lifting now and stuff. Oh, all right.
Well, it's like that Breaking Bonaducci show that was on VH1 a couple months ago.
Why don't you up your calorie count?
I have been since I talked to the psychiatrist.
Oh.
Which was?
She pointed it out.
Last week?
She pointed it out. So and I said, you know what? That makes sense.
I hope you're not paying for this.
God bless. No, my insurance is.
Thank you. Well, that's why I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, we would tell you this stuff.
I know.
You don't need some fat Jew in a chair going,
Jesus, seriously.
No, 100%. The psychiatrist is Jewish. I'd hate to see that bill.
Hey, let's tack on the Holocaust fees on there.
Holocaust tax.
You said you were part German? Yeah, okay, you fucking crowd.
The serial number tattoo I didn't want. You could pay for that.
A copy of Anne Frank's diary.
Wow.
Who?
Free autographed copy.
Who's that? She was made up, you know. That's a lie.
Yeah. Never
she happened. Tried to get in America.
Well, she tried, but she failed.
Kicked her the fuck out.
Banned Frank.
Wow.
Nice.
Whoa.
Carly, no?
Oh, a little snack. Nice. A little something. She got a little smart.
Banned Frank. Wow.
Oh,
holy
God.
Crap.
Oh. We talked about that once before, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I said it was like waiting in line at Applebee's.
Yeah. Next, and that's it. Close the door. What's going to happen is I'm going to see you jogging and like eating a pizza and puking it at the same time.
Like, or no. Like, just licking the pizza and just spitting.
Spitting it out.
Nice. In a bottle. Like a little pizza juice bottle.
He's going to turn to a...
See, and this is exactly why I go to a psychiatrist. I can't talk to you fucks about it.
God.
Like wrestlers when they in high school when they spit,
yeah,
they constantly in the bottle.
I hated that.
Yeah, me too.
Walk around with a fucking Gatorade bottle full of saliva.
Yeah, so they can weigh it and make sure.
Yeah, so fuck. So they can lose like a quarter of a pound.
In. Yeah, seriously.
They gotta make.
I gotta make weight.
Why don't you fucking run around the parking lot? Why you gotta?
I'll
chase you with my
I'll bleed
car
it out
the
of
car.
Them, little scrawny fucks.
No. Bleed it out.
It's just so they can sound like official and cool. Like, yeah. I made weight.
No.
You made gay.
You should have just been. You should have just gotten really skinny during the week and then ate a lot that day to make weight.
Like one of the older wrestlers.
You know who else made weight? Donkey Lips. And he had burgers in him.
He did.
Physically on him.
Donkey
Garbage bags full. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Gross. You're the only one.
Oh, salute shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were referring to a fat kid in school. I never saw that. I never saw that episode.
No. Nope.
Fat Tony?
Who's that?
Well, maybe.
No, he made weight. He makes it every day.
Wow.
Fat Tony. Okay. He's in shape. He's a circle.
So you go.
He's
you're
a circle.
You're depressed too because you're a
fat fuck.
Because you're a whiny bitch. It makes you depressed.
No, no, no. You are depressed, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't we all?
All your problems, like, they like just snowball. One becomes the next. You know?
Yeah. I can tell you're depressed. You're sending me pictures of yourself with your hair straight up like the new Barnum and Bailey's clown.
Oh, my God.
With a big thumbs up.
You know, you're like the fourth person that said that.
What is that
fucking
faggot?
Hate that
I hate
guy.
Barnum
God.
And Bailey's clown.
He looks like Paul Phoenix.
He's a clown, isn't he? You don't have makeup on.
He was just in the paper. I guess he had a reward out for
he lost his
little
bike.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and
him?
Some homeless dude found it.
Wow.
And they gave him like four grand or something like that.
Yeah,
what?
Tickets to like the Nets game or something like that.
Better than
Pee Wee's dirty
bike.
Bum.
Yeah.
And he was filthy. He wasn't just like a homeless guy. He was like a bum.
He was
fucking dirty.
A hobo.
He was
like,
a dirty
where is
black
this guy?
Bum.
And he materialized from the ground.
It was Mike Sharp.
Oh, yeah. if Mike Sharp was black.
Well, you know, I found this bike and I couldn't fit on it.
I was looking for Sasquatch.
I thought this was his bike.
I thought maybe I could pick up his set and ride the bike, but I'm too heavy for it.
No, I saw the bike get abducted by a UFO, I swear. I couldn't believe it. Think I can get a match with Vince McMahon?
That guy looks so gay. I saw that in the paper. I didn't know that was the same guy. I didn't know his name.
Yeah.
And I've seen the post. I'm like, that is
Brillo.
The biggest faggot
Brillo.
I've ever looked at.
You're still talking about this clown guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
The clown. I don't know why.
He's all over the place.
Well, because the Ringling Brother thing this year is like this big celebration of him being a clown or something like that. I can't remember.
I don't understand.
Does he wear makeup?
Well, very light.
He looks like a woman.
He's kind of a modern clown. You know, doesn't
that's
wear makeup.
Why is there such thing as a modern clown?
Well, no.
Why does there have to be?
There's still the over the top colored and covered in face paint.
You know what those are called?
Wicked,
clowns.
Well,
he's more of a
performer than he's a clown.
So he's
he does acrobats and stuff like that and other things like that. He talks. I don't.
So he's a super mime.
What is a super mime?
What this guy is apparently. He's basically a clown with blush.
Yeah, that's all he is, makeup. In lipstick. He's gay. God, I see his picture.
He makes a decent
every
amount.
When
he makes
I go
a
to
decent
work.
Living for the little. For you
know what?
Good.
I don't care how
gay
much money
he
again,
makes.
Again, this is why I'm going to a psychiatrist. Derek said I look like the clown, and you guys are just beating him down. So in turn, you're beating me down.
Wait, what were the other things? It was depression, calories.
Can you stop that?
Anxiety.
Which is basically the same thing, and panic.
And panic.
He's just scared that somebody's going to kick his ass all the time.
It's true.
Ever since we've been friends.
Scared of cheeseburger. Scared Mary McCheese is going to kick his ass.
Well, exactly.
And drip on him.
I don't understand the whole calorie phobia, though.
He's bulimic. The hell can
I don't
he
eat?
Fight.
But how does it...
We just talked about this. He eats 1,200 calories a day and works off 1,600 calories
right, but
a day.
This is coming from somebody who lost 80 pounds. I mean...
70 in 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
Uh-huh. Because he just didn't eat. There was nothing. It was tuna sandwiches. That was
sounds
it.
Sounds like an eating disorder to me.
Yes.
Well,
I would
also sounds like a money disorder, too.
It would if I wasn't intending on doing that, but I was intending on not eating.
Wow.
But that
dude,
money part adds to depression.
No, you told me back when you lost all the weight that a lot of it was because you just didn't buy food.
No. I didn't have to.
Yeah,
he wasn't eating. Why does he need it?
Yeah, we go to the diner. Oh, man, guys, who's got me? I don't have any money.
No, not
that.
That
was way back
like,
in the day.
No, I'm talking like
he buys faggot. Wonder Bread and canned tuna. What the hell else does he need to buy?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying working all week and then just basically living off the minimal
See,
amount
and
of food
you know
possible.
What? Wonder Bread's gross because that's all starch and fat.
Oh, sorry. What'd you buy?
No, you know what? Wonder Bread is actually delicious.
Yeah.
It tastes quite the contrary.
I actually would love a sandwich right now.
I like country white Wonder Bread.
I love potato bread.
I just go with multigrain.
I like potato
Wait,
rolls.
Where'd you go?
I have developed a taste for health food. Multigrain
That's
to
good,
you.
Though.
Multigrain to you is poison. To me, it's, ooh.
No, I could eat
multigrain. Isn't bad.
I can eat anything.
Yeah.
Multigrains. I don't,
as long
but
as
I can.
A Steve whole lot of anything but a vegetable.
No, I just don't like condiments. We've been through this already.
Condiments? What, like ketchup?
Yeah.
You know, the seven condiments?
All of them.
Mayo?
Oh, sickening.
Like a nice relish?
That's a crime
yeah,
against humanity.
See, he doesn't like mayonnaise, there. Which is weird.
I can't even stand the sight or smell of it.
I don't understand. Have you ever even had it?
I've tried
There's
it,
a lot of stuff that he doesn't like, but he's never had.
Every condiment I've tried throughout my life. And
every condiment.
Well, like what?
What mustard, yeah. Mayo, ketchup, you know, relish.
Yeah, but what'd you
I can
try
understand
it on,
not liking relish.
I don't know.
What, are you just eating mustard by the handful?
No, I'm talking about like you would try it with something. When I was a kid, that's, you know, then I just realized this shit's fucking nasty.
See, like, I don't understand when people put mustard on things like ham, like hot ham.
It's delicious.
You know? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And people love that.
I
a
do.
A pastrami sandwich?
Why? Well, first off, mustard's way more healthier than mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
mayonnaise
so
is
you just substitute
liquid
the
fat.
Mayonnaise for mustard, and it's delicious.
Oh, I'm not gonna eat.
What is mayo made of? It's like eggs and...
It's eggs and oil.
Like oil That's and it? Vinegar and
yeah.
sugar.
Yeah, well the,
it's like
the,
a dairy product.
If you're going to make it your own, it's like eggs and oil and a couple of little things. If you buy it from a
it's
company,
all
it's all this fucking
but
amazing.
But it's mainly like eggs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You whip it to death and
but
it turns
mustard
into that loveliness.
Seed, so.
Well, mustard, and seed, and vinegar.
Got, yeah. But,
and some
well,
other
like
spices and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Vinegar.
It's still
good for you. Help the ketchup and tomatoes and vinegar.
I don't like tomatoes.
Yum.
I hate tomatoes.
When I was
I
a kid,
ketchup.
I used to eat them like apples, but I
Me
can't
too,
eat them
yeah.
now. Can't eat them now.
If I bit into a tomato right now, I think I'd puke.
If I buy tomatoes, clean them, and cook and cut them myself and serve them on a salad, I can eat it. But if it's like, you know, like some kind of fast food place, throw it out automatically.
Well, no, I just can't.
I don't know where the fuck it's coming from.
I can eat ketchup only with like a burger or a cheesesteak, but I don't use it on fries. I'd much rather use honey mustard. But... Bad. Marinara sauce, on the other hand, I could drink it.
Honey mustard.
Drink a cup of
and
it.
You do. And
well,
I've
marinara
seen
sauce is yeah. just like a, it's like tomato sauce, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just a chunky tomato sauce.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have any big thing with anything. Maybe like tartar sauce I have a problem with every once
Ugh.
In a while.
Mm-mm.
So no. the corn nuts made.
Horseradish and all that nasty fucking shit.
No, my
That's
mother.
That's different.
My
Get
mother makes it. My
here.
Mother makes it the easiest way. It's just relish, mayo. That's yeah. it. And I'm like, ugh.
No, horseradish is an assault on your taste buds.
It's delicious.
Certain places, and certain people I know make it good. But the way my mother makes it, I've never liked it. Mm. It's just like okay, I'll just throw these things together and it's done.
Yeah.
You must eat it. No, I'm not eating that. No, then you must find something else to cover this food with.
I went to Popeye's with Steve once, and I tried their honey mustard, and much to my chagrin, there was horseradish in it.
That's the worst.
It was gross.
Horseradish isn't bad. I like horseradish.
It ain't bad.
It's a lot of southern shit.
No, I actually forced myself to eat an entire little cup of it, the little peel off the top. Yeah. I ate an entire one because I just needed honey mustard, and I was like, you know, I can't eat any more of this stuff. Mm. That's when I know I don't like something. When I like my brain's just like, dude, stop.
Wait, the honey mustard had a horseradish in it?
Yeah. Fat boy. It's like a seafood kind of concept. Yeah. I don't know. Gross.
I can eat horseradish right out of the jar.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to make me barf. Stop.
I can eat like cocktail sauce. Oh.
Dude.
Wasabi's good.
Wasabi. Oh, gross.
I love horseradish too. I would dip a turd in horseradish and eat it.
All right, now we're
just think about what that does to your bowels and like what it's like coming out the other end. That's sickening. Well,
it's not that bad though. It's not like
it's gross.
It's not like what you eat on a constant basis.
I'd rather live on Snickers bars and eat fucking
right
horseradish.
There. And
he basically does. Yeah,
I have like one a day.
It's like a mirror.
One a day.
That's his one a day. His Centrum Snickers bar.
It's like the exact opposite. You look at Steve, and you look at Steve number two. It's like he's killing himself by eating practically nothing, and he's eating as stupid as shit.
And killing himself.
Vitamin caramel. It's good
basically,
for you.
Yeah.
I've seen Steve melt down Snicker bars and then put it on his toothbrush. And brush it.
Right.
Yeah, right, he says.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, right.
Genius.
Pure genius.
But,
his nugget-sized ones right on his toothbrush.
So what else do you talk about with your psychiatrist? Like, what? I've never... is it like in the movies, or is it... I've never been to a psychiatrist.
Is it like in the movies?
Is it like Dr. Katz?
No, it's not.
I mean, like, when you go in there, obviously it's
the
different.
Only one that's
it should be, because that's what it is. You go in and you talk to somebody.
The only psychiatrist I've ever seen that's like the movies is Dr. Phil. The rest of them are totally different.
Yeah.
In what way?
It's not like how you would think. It's not this nice... open, you know, cozy room with the windows and shit and a nice
like a dirty office. No,
whatever is available. Yeah. That's
it's a
point.
Little shithole.
It's a dingy room.
The waiting room has like these little fan things that like hum so you can't hear, like it kills the noise and shit like that. But then you go into just a little small room with one little shit couch.
Okay. But what's the difference?
That you feel weird laying on because it's not yours.
Oh. Do you look at them when you talk to them?
Yeah.
So it's like going to a poor person's apartment.
It's pretty much going over your friend's house and talking to your friend, but you don't know this person.
Is this psychiatrist supplied by your provider?
Yes.
Okay, that might be why it's like this.
No. Okay, no. Sorry.
What?
It's not. Oh. Not supplied by my provider.
Oh, no, wait.
Are they okay with
you? Do you have to go to
my health insurance provider pays the bill.
Do you have to go to this person in order for it to be covered?
No.
You can go to anybody you want.
Well, that's on
the list. But there are reasons why they are on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But that's probably just this specific one. How many different psychiatrists have you been to?
This is it.
Okay. So.
But I felt great leaving the office.
That's good.
But like, what did she do for you besides just tell you that you have
a
food addiction?
Stop being an asshole.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Knock it the fuck off.
Pretty much tell me you're fucking nuts.
Stop being an asshole.
We need to be back here next week.
She told me I was crazy. She told me get out.
But it's easier to talk to somebody you don't know because, like I said, you can convince your friends of your problems. You can say, hey, I do this, this, and this. This is probably why it's happening. You guys can go, yeah, that sounds good. What? But you tell the doctor that. Tell the doctor what you just said. And he's like, no, I don't see it that way. It's this way. And then you're like, oh, yeah.
I do that all the time. This is what I was getting at before. I can like explain you everything, the reason the way you are. It's so obvious to me. I don't know.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I do that with everybody.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Steve, I really do.
When he first said he was a psychiatrist, what are you, Tony Soprano?
Yeah. Everybody started going into this. I was just like, come on, hold it.
20 an hour, dude. I'll do it.
Lick me.
20 an hour.
Come to my house. You can share the couch with my dog.
Yeah. Share the couch with your dog and your mom and your dad. And you're 26.
Oh.
Hey, you know, whatever.
Got you there.
I live in New Jersey.
And the ants.
Whoops.
No,
we don't have
ants.
Those anymore.
Ants and moon pies.
We have
scooter pies.
Scooter pies.
Yeah, dude, and yodels and cigarettes. And take your pick.
Or both.
Nice. You know the veal cutlet you can have.
Yodel flavored cigarettes.
When was the last time you had a cigarette?
5.5 years ago?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, don't ever fucking smoke again, because I won't be your friend.
Can you guys bring me to the store? I got to buy a pack.
Yeah.
Your good. Brothers, like, make bongs out of yodels.
Shit.
Creamy.
Oh, yeah.
I killed this raccoon and made
got that
drugs out of it.
Made drugs.
Made drugs.
Made a bong out of a raccoon.
I went blank. Sorry.
You gotta pull its tail.
Hold your hand over the ass. It's the carp.
Oh no!
Wow.
Yeah.
So is that about it for the psychiatrist stuff?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess we can keep going.
I always thought it was a whole lot of horse shit. It's just gay.
I understand where you're coming from and why you think that, but I felt good. When
no, it's just, you're not paying for it, so, you're not, losing anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just trickery.
It is helping him, though. At least if it's positive, it's going to help
him. I felt better leaving. I felt like weight was lifted off. Because there's things I bought out that I don't tell anybody.
Well, I mean, that, too. I mean, you might feel better telling Goldberg, whatever the fucking Berkowitz.
What's the name?
Berkowitz.
Goldberg.
Goldberg?
Okay.
Come on.
So wait, when you left, did he yell, "Who's next?"
Shit. She probably would have, if she wasn't a woman.
Well, you know.
When I turned my back, she speared me from behind.
I'm going to spear your emotions. Yeah,
no. Wow. I was like, I don't want to lay on your couch. She fucking jackhammered me on it. She said, "You lay the fuck down."
The emotional jackhammer.
Yeah.
Wow. And she was like, "Listen, you nutty prick."
Wow.
Oh, shit. Did she give you any scripts?
No.
They don't do that.
They don't do that.
Oh, it's this.
They will eventually.
Right? It's like psychiatrist prescribes or psychiatrist can prescribe.
No,
either
drugs.
Or,
it's,
I think.
It's the therapist and psychiatrist thing that's the difference.
Yeah, she could prescribe if she wanted, if she's like, you know what, you're fucked up. The next question she's going to ask if I have any tall, lanky, bald friends. Then I'm getting some good shit.
Whatever that means.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've said my piece.
So basically, you should go see one, too. I'll give you her number later.
Nah. I'm perfectly happy the way I am. Not really, but...
I think I'm going to give the number to Vaughn, too.
Yeah.
Might as well.
I think I actually need one. My parents have been telling me this for years that I might actually need
it. I actually think
you
do, too.
Hey, what?
I think you needed one when you were two.
What are you talking about? What's wrong with
me? I don't know.
I think if somebody just hit you in the head really hard, everything would make sense.
It would correct everything?
Yeah, it would correct everything.
What?
It'd be like Homer when he had the crayon lodged in his brain because he sniffed it. They took the crayon out. He was a genius.
Oh, speaking of sniffing things. Wait, hold up. I'm not fucked up.
Is this a shocker to you?
Sniffing? Are you going to tear ass?
No.
Oh. All right, go ahead.
Speaking of sniffing things, I don't know if you have this or if anybody's mentioned the Keith Richards thing that happened.
He recanted and said it was made up or something.
Did he?
Okay. I think so.
Said it was a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Even though the writer, the reporter said it, he was very serious when he said
it. He probably was, and he realized, wow, this is ridiculous.
Whoops. I shouldn't have said that.
Shouldn't have said that, because now everybody fucking, from here to fucking Mongolia knows it.
April Fools!
What are you even talking about?
Well, Keith Richards, in an interview for a British rock magazine, he said that when his father died, he got him cremated, and he took a little bit of it, and he mixed it with cocaine and snorted him.
Yep, snorted his pop.
Yeah. His father said he said his father probably wouldn't even cared.
Actually, I think his father probably suggested it to him before he died. He's like, "Have me cremated."
No,
snort, man.
No, he said at one point, he said his father probably wouldn't have cared.
No,
if
probably
he
wouldn't
did it
have.
Or not. and then when the news got out the next for them said that Keith said it was an April Fool's joke.
Nah.
But then the reporter said he sounded very
serious. That's just a convenient
lie. Saying it.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was probably true.
Basically, Keith Richards is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, okay.
He basically...
That sums it up.
I don't even know how he's still alive.
He should be liquefied and shot into some fucking crackhead's fucking vein.
Wow.
Right.
Maybe.
That would be kind of funny, though. Sniffing, a person. Like,
shit.
Just snorting.
And this guy wants to charge me $20. An hour to sit on a fucking
couch. Well, I wouldn't
couch.
Do it, but it's interesting.
Wow. What? Instead of hurting yourself, why don't you snort someone?
It's a good way to get your frustration out. Why don't you do that and go take a crap?
Stand behind this curtain as I fart in your face.
Start off small with a pet, a hamster, or an old dog. Yeah. Work your way up to grandma.
Shit. Wow.
Yeah, they can make people into diamonds. Why not sniff them too?
Can they? Really?
Oh, talking about people being
the newest thing.
You can be pulverized into a diamond.
Well, you are carbon, so
yeah.
Wow. Well, was it Scotty's finally talking about people dying and being
that's right.
Incinerated. You know how Scotty, the guy who played
Star Trek,
yeah, Scotty. He wanted his remains to be let out into space. So it's going to happen. I don't know.
I thought they did it already.
No,
they were supposed to.
It's been planning, and they've been trying to get it
I think it's because there's several other people who have to go up at the same time.
Isn't Lance Bass going to let it go?
Out of his ass.
The faggot.
Yeah. Lance. So Jimmy Doohan. Yeah. He'll be shot into space.
I don't remember if they said exactly
if only
when.
George Takei were here.
Only.
To talk about
and
it.
And weren't gay.
I wonder if anybody's ever...
Wait, what are you talking about?
Wait a second, there he is.
I think that's the best thing that's happened to that man in his career.
What, being What's gay? That?
Yeah, coming out.
What?
Yeah, what?
No one knew who the hell he was.
Yeah, then he came out and everybody was like, oh, okay, yeah. And
but you know what, though? Nobody still knows who he is. They just know he's a gay old Asian man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Who fucking gives a shit anyway?
I sat there when they heard that, I was like, all right. And then I put on a G4 TV. You ever watch that channel?
Yeah.
They show Star Trek constantly.
Yeah. No kidding.
And I was watching it and I'm going, yeah, I can tell a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Well, who would know by looking at any of them that they were all the freaks they turned out to be?
Oh, I know.
What are you talking about?
That Leonard Nimoy takes pictures of fat and fucking naked women.
That was
dancing around in circles.
Yeah, he goes from like hot Jewish women to fat women. Just like
in general. This is disgusting.
Fat,
it's
fucking
terrible.
Fat women of all variety.
Fat bitches. Yeah, black, white, all kinds of shit. All
right. Gross.
And they're all in like these poses. They like stand in a circle. It's all like this like has
it's
like a
It's art.
Theme.
What the fuck?
No, it's not art.
No.
It's not art.
No, I hate that.
Oh,
a woman
God.
Took a picture of a shit and they put it in a museum. That's not art.
Not art.
It's not art.
You tell me chocolate Jesus isn't art?
Yeah, have you seen that? That's awesome.
I don't really care. Like, what's
I bet
the big
you that's
deal?
Delicious.
What is the? Yeah, people want to buy it to eat it.
Yep, sure.
Just because it's chocolate, not because it's Jesus.
Better than a damn cookie.
No, definitely not art.
Who else is a whack job from that cast? Do you know?
William Shatner.
William Shatner.
Fuck you. William Shatner's God. What are you talking about?
In some ways, yes.
Fucking,
but in more ways, no.
Picard is a pervert.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's fine. At least he's straight.
Yeah. Oh, he's fine.
Well, because
Shatner's
a
nut. Why is Shatner
a
nut?
He's a straight old dude. Look at him.
And he's kept busy, though. Not like
he
the rest of those
he
acts.
Did you listen to his songs?
Yes, ever? I have the two records.
Are you telling me that's art, too?
No, and it's just funny.
Exactly.
They're
it
great.
Is funny. It's
his wife died and drowned in a pool, and he wouldn't dive in to save her because she was in the deep end.
Yep. Yeah, what a fat pussy.
Yeah, exactly. I hate his guts.
Oh, well, one woman.
How could you not? Yeah, she drowned. Drowned, exactly. Drowned.
Drowned, big deal. Yeah.
With the big quotation
He pushed
marks.
Her in and held her head. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Didn't want to go in the deep end. Why? He's
of course
the most buoyant Jew I know.
<He's> definitely.
two of his wives died, right?
No, the other one. The first one divorced him.
Yeah.
The second one died. Yeah. And the new one is still with him.
She's waiting.
Yeah.
They got the toe tag ready.
Yeah. But, the thing is, I mean, like, at least the man's kept busy for, like, the last 40 years.
Yeah,
but he's still a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
compared
to
the rest of the
Why?
Cast, no one
How
else has
he
done
a piece
anything.
Of shit?
The whole thing with his wife.
Did it kill his wife?
Yeah.
It's allegedly.
Like, you haven't thought of it.
I've got
no.
Wait, killing Shatner's wife?
Yeah.
He hasn't thought of it?
There's times I was hoping you were going to off your wife, you know?
Wow. Can we say this on the podcast?
Oh, I'm depressed now. Get my doctor. Get my
shit. Wow.
Dr. Phil, I need help.
Dr. Phyllis.
Dr. Bill Goldberg.
Wow. Holy shit. I'm never saying anything again in this show.
Who's next?
He is so not talking anymore. He's sitting there laughing.
Oh, he's thinking of something to say.
Who needs therapy?
He's sitting there laughing going, I'm going to kill him on the ride home.
I'm driving him home.
Yeah, you're driving home. No, you're going
to... We're going to the diner, and then he's going to ride home with somebody else.
Who?
Driving home.
One of you guys.
I'm going
you guys
right home.
Are fucking assholes.
Well, this is the Aristocrats.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
this
oh
is your this is my therapy.
Yeah. Before we take our first break, I want to get into
what?
Something happened at Six Flags over Georgia.
Oh,
great.
The early bird gets the worm, a phrase we hear all the time, but we never apply to our life. Just ask the thousands toiling away on I-20 this morning. All these cars trying desperately to reach Six Flags. Why, you ask? For Ditch Day 2007, a promotion between radio station Q100 and Six Flags. The concept, simple. Ditch work, hit the park with the kids between 6 and 9 a.m., and get in free. Kurt Weiss from Q100.
You know, I think because this is the first time that we in Six Flags have done this, there was just no way of telling how many people were going to show up. You know, we started to get an indication a couple of days ago when the phone calls started coming in that this might get big, but we had no idea of knowing that there would be so many people showing up that early in the morning.
Who could have predicted the park would fill to capacity before they even scheduled to open? Weiss himself over an hour late to work because of the traffic. While thousands never saw Taz or Martin the Martian, thousands more spent the day riding Batman, Goliath, and even the Mime.
Did they just say Martin the
Martian?
Yeah,
what a fucking faggot.
Marvin.
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 They said Martin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
said Martin.
Wait. Wait, Martin the Martian.
Wow. He must be the new guy.
It's Martin Lawrence.
What's up?
Damn.
What's up, Fox Buddy?
So this is what Ditch Work Day?
Yeah, it's good.
And all day for less than the chain you'll find in this kiddie park fountain. I know. I looked. 64 cents in the fountain. These people, every last one of them, got in free.
Wow. I mean, look at it. I mean, it's fantastic. If you're in the park today and you're riding all day long for absolutely free,
waiting
at
lines.
We had families and we had church groups that were bringing buses of people. So if you did get in, you're having the time of your life and it's absolutely free.
Yeah, right.
The place was probably a standstill the entire time.
Could deter guests.
Yeah, it's like 6 o'clock anytime.
Remember Ditch Day 2007 as the day that wasn't. Thousands more will recall Ditch Day 2007 as the day that was. Who says you can't get something for nothing anymore? Just remember next time, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and free Six Flags tickets to Tron for size.
What a jackass!
Dude, can we delete this when we post the show? That was disgusting.
They made it seem like there was riots.
Yeah,
I know, that was gay. I wonder how many like of the
look,
bosses.
Free admission stunt causes chaos at Six Flags, and that was the video.
Causes people standing around doing
chaos.
Nothing
a
because
bunch of black people standing
it's like,
around.
Yeah, seriously,
hey, it's like a Six Flags during the summer any fucking time.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Well, it's the truth.
But before 9 a.m. That was the point.
But the thing is, it's like you get it for free, but then you still have to pay for everything else when you get in there. The
a $40 hot dog.
Yeah, food is four times as
really?
Much. Drinks four times as much. Yeah, everything.
Having the time of their life standing
in line
yes.
with a bunch of freeloaders.
That
from
ride
Georgia.
Looks cool.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, can you imagine the people from Georgia that are like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I hate to be
Six Flags.
Hot dang.
I hate to be one of those guys who is not doing this and actually trying to get to work waiting in that.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
I'd probably kill people.
Seriously, yeah.
Jesus.
Gross. Steve, remember the time we went to Six Flags and we were fucking wrecked?
What?
And
we
went there for the hayride only, and we didn't move for like 4 hours.
We didn't even go on. Yeah. 2.5 hour
wait. We didn't get on one ride.
No. Well, we went on like two rides.
Not ooh. Even the teacups.
We were there
for like a total of like 6 hours.
I only got on the teacups last time I went.
Luckily, right. We were high because then it would have been no fun at all.
No, the best time is the first time I ever went, me, you, and my brother. We went. It was like September. School just started. And it was perfect. The weather was like perfect. There was nobody there. Won every ride like three times.
Yep. And that was the first time I went on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Because your brother was like, "What's wrong with you, pussy?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, you're right.
That's where all your problems started, right
seriously.
There."
And then he punched you in the face, and you were bleeding. And he's like, "This is the milk from Satan's teeth. This is the milk of Beelzebub's udder. Fucking drink it."
Basically, he pointed out there was some little fucking 11-year-old girl going on the ride.
Yeah,
and I was like,
true.
Aww.
Yeah. And we
so
went through the safari.
On.
That was awesome. And
then you realize he was pointing to a mirror.
Wow.
Wow. Damn.
Oh, nice.
Damn. Did we go to break
now? I'm shit. Definitely swallowing
was that,
a bullet.
Yeah. Was that we went there one time, right?
And
Oh, the infamous
that
night.
We stood in line for fucking
Batman and Robin Chiller.
For like how long? Like 2 hours?
Yeah, but it was for the front seat.
Yeah, but that's it true. Was fucking a 6 second ride.
Remember my face with the picture?
Yeah.
You told me for like 2 hours straight to leave your middle finger up, and you didn't do it. You totally forgot. You're like, don't forget, man. We're going to give the camera the finger. Then I get to my picture. I'm like, I'm giving double Dugans and screaming.
Double
and
Derek, Dugans!
And Derek's just like,
he's all queasy
he's probably
looking.
Farting.
He's all queasy looking.
About to shit his pants.
What me and Carly do, when they're going to take the picture, we look really bored. I have like my hand on my head. And just like, so everyone's like screaming, and we're just like looking at our watches.
Yeah. I really think we should go next month.
Have you been on King Ka?
No. I haven't been there probably since I was with you.
What, you don't want to go?
It's not that I don't want to go. I just never get there.
King Ka is awesome.
I'm sure it is.
But you got to expect to wait longer than ever on any line.
I went there last
year. Yeah, I never went on Superman. I didn't do King Ka.
Superman all that great.
And plus, it keeps fucking breaking down every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Safe.
Just keep changing into the other.
Someone bought kryptonite on the ride. Yeah. Anyway.
I wonder if the guy operating is handicapped like Christopher Reeve was.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I fucking hate is when you go to the fucking
ride.
You wait online for 2 hours for Batman, and then just as you're about to get on, they push some fucking handicapped freak in front of you.
I would like to welcome
bullshit.
Everyone.
This is Santa.
They want to be ride today.
Exactly. They want to be treated like everybody else, but they get fucking free privileges going to the front of the line. Get in the fucking back.
No, they shouldn't be allowed. They shouldn't be allowed in.
They should be lucky they're sitting down while I'm standing for fucking 2 hours.
No, they should be put. They should be put in a seat that just like detaches halfway through the ride
and launches them into the fucking safari so the lions can feast on them.
Wow.
That's fucking worthless fuck.
Oh my god, that's fucking
that just pisses me off.
Awesome.
You know? Uh-huh. 2 hours online for nothing.
It's true.
Just to wait 5 minutes longer.
Wow.
Just so fucking little Jimmy can have his fucking turn.
Yeah, with his fucking sticks that hold him up.
Yeah, what is it?
Shit.
What is it with everywhere you go, there's fucking gangs of retards. Like when we went to medieval times.
My
fucking,
the wall
I'm
of retards.
On the
Did I ever tell you? I don't know if I told you about this. Went to medieval times a couple years ago.
Yeah.
There was literally a wall of at least 14 people with different kinds of mental disorders.
What, like pictures?
Huh?
Pictures?
No,
what
people.
Sitting
there on
a wall?
Like a wall bench.
Yeah.
Like a bench along the wall.
Oh.
It was just a line of them. You looked at everyone, you were like, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at what the what's going on?
They won't
just
stop.
No, there was at least a dozen, probably more.
You know what?
All on a line, all waiting there. They can't enjoy that.
All singing high.
They should have just put them on. They should have put them on there to fight the knights.
Yeah, I would have loved to see that. Like the fucking Red Knight come charging out with his fucking joust stick and just peg all their fucking heads.
Yeah, but it would probably blow up on their thick craniums.
Oh, shit.
It just splinter.
Oh, and then when we left, everybody's got to piss because you already had like 2 sodas at least, and especially if you're drinking too.
Yeah.
And all the retards were like in the bathroom and like...
I wasn't God, there was for that.
Chaos. Like the chaperone had to like help them, some of them, go to the bathroom.
Of course.
Whatever that entails. Holding their wee-wee, I don't know.
Wiping their ass.
Telling them where to point it. Who knows?
So that doesn't upset you, Derek, though, waiting online like that, and then fucking little Jimmy comes walking by dragging his legs while your fucking legs are cramping up.
I know. Oh, my God.
And he's like, excuse me. And you're like, what the fuck? My legs are cramping up. You wouldn't know.
I like the Joker.
Wow.
Leave me alone. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours later, you go over to the fucking Batman like stunt show, and there you see him in the fucking front row.
Yeah. It is. It's annoying.
Preference. And you can't see because some fucking fat black woman's in front of you.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to Six Flags again.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah. Sounds like
it
a
really
blast.
Is just a shithole.
Well, you got to go during the week when all the kids like are...
Exactly. That's the only time I'll go. I don't go on the weekend.
But they put the new thing, too, now is they put like DJs... At like the fucking ride, so there's like people entertaining you while you're online.
Yeah,
which I guess is creative. And
well, they started putting last time I was there, they started putting TV screens up there and playing like Warner Brothers cartoons
while
you were waiting.
DJ,
so at least while you're
music.
Waiting, you get to see like the old like fucking Bugs Bunny cartoons and shit. It was at least amusing.
But can you imagine that DJ's job? How fucking hard it is. You got to entertain people on a line for a ride for hours, and you got the fucking. The brothers coming down from Asbury, and you got fucking honky tonks from Jackson all there. You got a fucking diverse crowd to fucking please. So he's got to play Iron Maiden for 15 minutes, and then you got to switch to
honky
Big
tonk,
Punisher to keep the blacks from rioting. It's rough.
Nothing can keep them from rioting there, dude.
They're all pissed off and bored when you got a fucking Maiden playing, which they're fucking awesome. And then you got to listen to Big Pun, and they're dancing around like fucking animals.
Wow.
Wow. Relax,
nothing
relax.
Moves the line.
Holy shit.
Anyway.
And I'm burning up in the sun and they're not.
No.
Pretty soon they're just going to attach the wheelchair to the fucking, you know, for the retards and like
but
wheelchairs.
They're on the 1-2-3 fly ride.
You know?
Launch them into
they
the fucking
They should just make a
creek.
New ride for them to lock their wheelchairs and shit in.
But Steve, since you're burning.
It's called a wheelchair. That's a ride.
No.
But don't they just have some athletic guy like really
exactly.
like, fucking push
around.
Them really
up and down hills.
Well, rocket skates.
Like what Steve just said, he's burning up because he's, you know, turning into a black man. Then most of those black men are going to die from melanoma anyway. So whatever.
No, I think it's HIV.
Well,
yeah.
No, they're not.
Well, statistically.
This is not. Well, if flags,
one
Kenya.
Yeah, if
we're 25 to life, one or the other.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big one.
Wow. Hardcore.
Yeah,
hardcore.
If
the right one don't get you, the left one will. Yeah, pretty much how it goes.
All right, we're gonna
yeah, and those fucking wheelchair people live on a ride. Constant.
All right. Okay, let's end this.
Here's a curb. Whee!
All right, go to break. We're going to get bad with this.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Stupid girl.
Loud song.
Whatever happened to these guys?
Well, they're big in Europe.
Yeah, I'm sure they still do stuff.
Well,
yeah.
We're big in Japan.
With one white guy. Big deal.
Well,
fucking dick.
Literally and figuratively.
Not him, you.
Wow.
What? My dick, what'd I do?
Everything.
Please. What would you do with your
Weesh!
Life?
Wow. That was rather
that was
disappointing.
Awesome. We were all waiting for
that. That's art.
Yeah.
That's art, yeah. You should so do that.
Fat.
Do what?
I can get it in like a... Just get a box put around him, like his art piece, and have him with a mic and like a pool, like a big old amplifier like you have over there. And just have him farting all the fucking time.
And then like freaking out in the box, like, let me out, I can't stop.
Yeah, he's probably claustrophobic too.
Because, yeah, he's sealed in. You can only see him from two sides. The rest of him is just kind of dark. And he just farts and he's like, I can't get out of here.
Oh my God.
The fart box.
Awesome. Derek, I think you should take, check Carly's pulse.
Yeah, she's done.
That's possibly the most uncomfortable position you could ever be in. And
yeah,
perfectly like, happy sleeping.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So, what are we coming back with?
I don't know.
How about the fat guy? China buffet, Matt.
Well, I wanted to segue into that. So,
I like Hot Rod's rest stop.
Okay.
Well, nobody's gonna get it. Though.
I know, but it,
I wish
it
was
inside.
You know what?
Do the
who
joke.
Cares? Why don't we just talk about it? I mean, it's like we're in court with the
okay.
Man or
there was a teacher that we in high school.
Well,
we'll call
a,
him
a high school somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, eh. Well, okay.
That we heard about.
Yeah. We'll yeah. Call him Hot Rod.
Okay.
Nice.
Very and, big, very gay.
Yeah. I actually, you know what? I think it was called Twinkle Toes. Cuz he used to like
wow.
No, he used to kind of flutter around like on his tippy toes.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
For a man of his stature?
Yeah.
He was a big dude.
Yeah, big.
Yeah.
He was really big and really bald and really old.
Yo, he looked like a giant mole, actually.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he talked like this.
Hello, let me see the pass in my hand.
I'm very disappointed in all of you.
Hello,
well,
let me see the cock in my mouth.
Basically, what went down is he quietly was ushered out of the school, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because,
forced to resign.
Yeah, forced to resign because he exposed himself at a rest stop or something.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
Alleged.
Somewhere,
alleged
I don't know.
Lie, I like to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, he exposed himself at a rest stop and he was forced to resign?
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
not like he didn't force himself to the kids.
What?
To a kid.
Oh, in the okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This wasn't George Michael here. Come on.
It didn't stop there. The guy was just loaded with just bizarre occurrences.
He's hitting on you?
What?
What?
Well, he said he liked to, when he was depressed, go out to the park and hand out teddy bears to kids.
Yes.
Now, he said that like years before any of this even happened.
Well,
yeah, he said that like
the year before this
the
happened.
The year?
Yeah.
Wait. What?
Teddy
so
bears
was
code
big,
for
fat,
were they sticky,
oil checks.
Were they
gay.
Sticky teddy bears? Like covered in
big,
goop?
Fat, gay, bald.
I know who you're talking
guy.
About.
Guy. Yeah. Well, well, you're not the listener.
No.
Yeah.
Okay?
We're asshole.
Handing out teddy bears in a park if he's depressed.
Yes, and
you
he's
should
depressed
try
very
that,
often.
Steve.
I know,
that
I'm
might
like,
work.
Number two. Pat, get on the trench coat.
Yo, but the bad thing
ew.
Is...
Pack
dog.
It full of teddy bears.
Dog's in your room.
Go out to the park and hand them out and see what happens.
Yeah, but the one Steve would hand out would have, like, shit on them or fart or smells like
whoa.
Farts.
Yeah.
They would stink like poo.
They'd be juggalos.
You could hand out Fievel dolls. I mean, that...
Fievel dolls!
That might,
that
might work.
Pre-fucked?
I don't like to bring that up.
Okay.
We do.
Wait, what?
So anyway, yeah, no, but during the break, we were kind of
riffing.
We were going on about a little scenario.
Yeah, well, I had the idea that, you know, kind of like Pee Wee's Playhouse, we could have Hot Rod's rest stop.
Perfect.
It would just be like this imaginary place, except it wasn't so imaginary for some of those little boys.
No, it wasn't.
And, you know, a little off, you know, in a little corner off in the back, you know, you'd have a little setup, have all his little friends.
Different characters.
Yeah. Kids chained to the wall.
Yeah. You know, no, another serious note. I heard, and I don't know if this was ever verified, but supposedly he got drunk at a bar after a soccer game from I don't know, whatever school he was at, and he got into a bar fight.
A bar fight?
Yeah.
I can't picture him throwing a punch.
Was he an Asbury when he got into this bar fight?
It could have very well been. Like it smells
paradise.
Really fucking bad in here. I just want to let you know.
I don't smell it.
I just want to make Derek aware that his house smells worse than it ever has.
Well, I just cleaned up dog shit, so yeah.
Where was it?
It was in the kitchen.
Oh, good.
Oh my god!
I went the other way, so you didn't make a
with the girlfriend. With the,
it,
no, it reeks.
Now that Carly's sleeping,
if it doesn't wake her up,
and if you look
I'd
at her,
worried.
She's sleeping and she's covering her nose at the same time.
Yes.
Wow.
Like how those instincts kick in.
That hot rod's red. Stop.
All right. So anyway, did anybody hear about the purse 700-pounder in Trenton? That got moved out of their house or had to be airlifted.
Excavated.
Yeah.
Why do we always talk about extreme
operation
fat people?
Because we
funny.
Are.
No, we're not that fat.
Operation Dumbo. Because
we're like 1 point lower of self-esteem away from being a half a ton man.
Oh, my God.
No way.
I'm not very far from that.
No way.
We're all roughly a quarter.
We're
an eighth of a ton. An eighth of a ton.
Okay. A third of us are big guys here. The two others are
what of us?
A third.
Where?
Out of the five of us, three
Four
of us.
Fifths of us.
Whatever. Oh, fucking Christ.
Even I knew that.
Fuck.
It was like counting.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
One, two, three.
What?
All right, anyway, fractions isn't
we'll
a strong point. Nothing really is, but fractions.
No, I didn't. I saw it on the news the other day, and then there was nothing about it.
The what, four-fifths is the new one-third?
Yes. That's like 40 is the new 30. 40 is the new 30, and 4/5 is the new 1/3.
Okay, anyway.
4/5 is the new black.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So basically you're saying the 700-pounder got airlifted, and you have no idea where they ended up.
No, I don't. The story is on our board, in case Derek wants to bring it up and read it. I'm kind of curious.
That guy?
Yeah, yeah.
YouTube video?
No. Just recently, the one in Trenton. So, but anyway.
Is that the half-ton man one that was on the board that Eric put up?
No, that's different.
What did I just say?
This is
that's the other half ton, man. I can't believe there's more than one.
I know, it's so sad. There are thousands of people who weigh
gargantuan.
Who weigh over 1,000 pounds, apparently.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
It's very disgusting, but it's always amusing to talk about because I like to hear the science behind things. Like scientists are searching for an answer to find out why these people eat so much. It's ridiculous.
Do you know where it was put?
On the news section, I think so.
Yeah,
I don't know. Show topics, something like that.
I think it's greed.
What is?
Why they eat so much.
Like, all right, explain.
Greed?
Yeah, they want it all so nobody else can have it.
That's gluttony, isn't it?
I guess.
In a way.
No, I think people eat to, pacify.
Yeah.
I think that's the main reason people eat a lot is,
Well, the thing is, when you eat, it's along the lines of pleasure when the brain releases dopamine.
Yeah.
So people who are less receptive to dopamine have to eat more in order to achieve the same amount of pleasure. There's actual stimulation that goes along when you eat. Very similar to drug addicts. Now, it's very similar to drug addicts.
Okay.
Vaughn had to disagree momentarily about it.
I didn't say a word. I said okay.
What's this?
He disagreed with 4/5 of what you said.
Yeah, 4/5 of what I said was inaccurate.
Yes, 4/5.
By that you mean 1/3.
1/3.
Take your pick. So I guess you couldn't find it.
No. I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Anyway.
Great story. Great story.
All right.
Well, we don't need the article. Just continue with
the article. I wanted to know what happened to the person.
Me too. I don't know where the hell it is. Yeah. You told me it's on the board, but I don't see anything.
All right, why don't you stretch it a little bit, Derek, and I'll find it.
Okay, Matt. I'll just wait for you to find it.
All right, Steve. So how many of these visits have you had with this shrink? I never got to ask this question. You only had one?
Yes.
One? That's it, huh? Okay.
I don't think he'll ever go back. He's probably so embarrassed now.
Ain't shit.
No, it wasn't bad. I mean, if it makes him feel good, let him go back to it. I mean, even though his two good friends are going to rip him apart every time they hear about it.
Yeah, well, that's what they do to me, so.
Aw.
I don't feel bad.
Carly, a fucking river.
Yeah, what it is every time he's depressed, we just make him feel a little bit worse, and he realizes, you know what? It ain't so bad.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It's therapy.
He's got a freaking eating disorder, for God's sakes. You got to give him that.
Did you find it, Matt?
Did you find him, Matt?
Nope.
Oh, strikeout.
Maybe somebody took it off.
I doubt it.
Or maybe Matt's a 700-pound man.
I could be. Maybe I'll work up to that.
I haven't even posted on
no.
the board yet.
No, you haven't even looked at the board yet.
You haven't even been online.
I looked
Fuck.
At it, but I just
What did you look at?
I just skimmed through it real quick.
Skimmed through it.
How ironic is that? I skimmed through it. Yeah, I did.
The amount of spam accounts that we are getting.
It's like 23 people now.
It's ridiculous.
Like half of them are spam.
We got Porno Man.
That was
close. Wort Dewey. Medicine oh, Man. Onliner T. Consolidate Credit Guy.
Yeah. And you're the... Aren't you the moderator?
We QWERTY, yeah.
Administrator?
Anti-Eberg. H-G-T-F-E-R.
Yeah, lots of times it's just random strings of letters.
Bizry, Hard Knockers, The Webcam Guy.
Hard Knockers, I like that one.
Google Botter.
Yeah. I like Hard Knockers.
Mikey, M-I-K-Y.
Yeah.
Is that fake or no?
What?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mikey?
Well, beadapted.info.
Wow, these people are just popping up left and right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah,
and I
get
tired of deleting
tons
them.
Of them. I get like 4 or 5
just
a day.
Moving it back.
I don't know on my board.
This thing here makes.
Anyway, I wanted to get into.
And everyone what can
the,
hear it.
Yeah, the, it's constant that? Throughout the show.
Yeah,
shows.
It's constant between you two. Don't touch your mic stands. See, mine
doesn't
make
a
noise.
You guys
well,
hear if I touch mine?
What?
Yeah, what about my mic stand?
Oh, cocksucker.
Oops, that's the hold hit.
I thought you were going to buy one.
Can I touch your mat stand?
Ooh.
anyway. Holy shit, all right.
No, the whole topic on fat people.
Fat people.
I wanted to get from into something guy. That I saw the other day. Now, I go to China Buffet.
A lot.
And I enjoy China. No, actually, not a lot.
Three-fourths of
I've been
day.
There twice in the last...
So instead of a lot, it's enough.
11 months.
So maybe
four,
4/5 of the year you went.
Four-fifths of the time.
One-third of the
five
time,
days.
He goes.
Or maybe 5 out of 7. 5 out of 7 days a week. No. Seriously, maybe twice.
Hold that away.
It happened to be twice in the last month.
Okay, fatty.
But twice in the last 11 months. Right before... Can you stop? Can you stop? He's rushing me over here. I'm talking. I'm speaking! But as I was about to leave China Buffet, I saw a man who barreled into the place. Like, out of nowhere.
You
all of a sudden.
Like a Buick?
Yeah. I just... I turn my head and I see just like a fat head like with no neck.
Was it Derek?
Wow.
Jesus.
And
shit.
And
just kidding. I need a therapist.
That other Derek.
And I look and there's like a wall that's kind of blocking like a little bit of the view, and then all of a sudden the wall isn't there, so you see people you can only see their heads as they walk in. But all I see is stomach. There's no feet, there's nothing. It's just belly. Sticking out in front of the side of the wall.
Wait, it wasn't me, right?
No.
Okay.
Wait, which China Buffet was this?
Yeah, it was the one right by us. Anyway, so the guy comes in. He's got this bewildered look on his face. Like
I don't know where to begin.
No, the only thing that I could say is like, will there be enough food for me?
He's looking going, I don't know.
He's got his hands out to the side, like Homer Simpson, like twiddling his fingers. Like, ooh, what do I do? What do I do? You know, like,
where do I tack first?
I couldn't believe it. And the guy sat down because he was out of breath when he walked into the place.
How many bills?
Five
at bills
least.
Easy?
Maybe more.
Wow. Was he with anybody?
Well, his caretaker came in because he was also, I think he was mentally disturbed. He had something.
Those are the best.
Wrong. Yeah. And I'm like, his stomach, if I were to curl myself up into a ball, was as big as me. He sat down,
wow.
And his belly hung down to his knees, and it pushed his like it pushed his legs as far apart as it possibly could. He actually was probably closer to 6.
So you're saying that if he stands up and urinates, he pisses on the back of his belly.
Yes, horrible.
Like the bottom side
but when
of
he
his
sat
stomach.
Down, it was just
gelatin?
I can't. His stomach was leaking out like he had sweatpants on, and his belly was below the line of the sweatpants significantly by like at least 1.5 feet.
Right.
And then above it was just a t-shirt, and between the belly and between the pants and the shirt was his belly, like this strip of white. It was just it was vomit. And the only comparison, the only comparison that I can make is he looks like the Blob from X-Men. Not the Blob from the movie The Blob. The Blob from X-Men.
Nothing moves the Blob.
That's what he said gross. Before he started eating.
With the exception of Chinese food.
Yeah. Wait.
He added that in just for his visit.
So
he said nothing moves the Blob with the exception of Chinese food.
Except
so
Hong
how
Kong.
Many? So they, do they have him in a booth, or is he at one of those side tables with them?
No, I didn't get to see him eat. I didn't stay around.
I would have came back.
I didn't
want to
walk
down.
Past him though, because I was afraid I was going to take a picture of him, and he was just sitting there, and he smelled so bad. Like I could smell him from like 7 or 8 feet away. It was that bad. And this really disgusting woman came in, not only fat but just grotesque. This thing came in, sat next to him, and I just see him shaking his head back and forth. He's just like, I don't know what the anticipation was in his head. Like, was he hungry? Was he annoyed at something? And then I heard him
probably
speaking,
both.
And I didn't understand exactly what he was saying. Because he's like, not retarded, but like a whiny kind of voice.
Like a man-child type
of
deal.
Yeah. He looked like a big kid, but he had to be at least 35. And he had the little boy haircut and the giant stomach, and he looked like
little
the
boy haircut.
Yeah,
words,
well, basically, Matt,
sexy.
Basically, the moral of this so far is if you keep going to China Buffet, you will be him or Vaughn one day.
Well,
what?
Or both, the other. Which was basically what Matt saw.
Hey, I'm not that fat.
But then he rested his head on the caretaker's shoulder.
Ugh.
Like, how can you be around someone and be that close? And do you get used to that smell?
Maybe he still breastfeeds from that caretaker.
Probably. I don't know.
Maybe
know what
she's
it was.
A feeder.
Could it very well could be?
Yeah,
she
goes up to the steam trays, gets what she wants, eats it, and then spits it into his fucking mouth
like birds.
Yeah, see, I assume that he waits until everyone leaves, and then they just position him in the middle of all the steam trains.
No, he does not wait.
Well, he was waiting for a considerable amount of time
He looms up the sides of his stomach with egg drop soup and pushes himself around those beds.
Would he be able to fit through the aisles?
In all honesty, no.
It'd be tight?
He couldn't. He can't fit sideways between... Well, there's not a whole lot of space.
No, there's
them.
Not.
Enough
it's
for
like,
two people.
Yeah, two
but he
people.
Was like 2.5 people wide.
Wow. So was there a huge. Grumman box truck that he got off of?
the guy, I can't stand seeing people that big.
Me neither.
I mean, I always say I'm fat, but these people are excessive. Yeah.
Why can't you? Besides the whole horrificness, why can't you stand seeing these people? Is it
because they
like
are abusing
the
land?
Is it deep in the back of your head that you're fearing that you're going to become that?
No, I can't. I could never be that big because I couldn't eat that much food. No, I can eat a lot of food in one sitting, but that's all I can do for the day. These people have to eat constantly. The guy has to eat at least 7,000 calories a day to maintain 500-plus pounds.
Well, that half-ton man thing, they were saying his stomach was like 3 meters or something.
It was like six liters or something like that.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It was like 3 times the size of a normal stomach.
Absolutely insane.
And then they cut it to the size of like a thumb.
Yeah. The half-ton man's like under 500 or something like that now.
Yeah.
Maybe that was
so
him.
So bad, man.
You can make a shitload of haggis in that fucking stomach.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Yeah,
talking
this
about
guy was
like mentally retarded fat people.
Oh, no.
I was in a.
He starts a story about himself.
Wow. I was sitting and I was waiting for this therapist and I saw Roger walking out.
Oh, God.
Who's Roger?
Oh, which one? Whoever.
Roger Predactor killed himself.
Anyway, I'm sitting in Vaughn
just ate some name drop soup there.
Oh. Oops. I was sitting there in Burger King. about the order, and all of a sudden this like, you know, like all you see is the gut first, and then all of a sudden her head pushes forward like she's kind of like a waterhead kind of thing. It's this girl. She's got to be at least 312. You know,
what? It's very precise.
Okay, she's got to be at least over 300 pounds.
Got to be
pounds.
Like 328.
I don't know.
0.6.
Because
before,
the thing is,
before or after she rode your face.
Wow. Oh. She was 312.
Take your
pounds.
Anger out on someone you don't know that well.
This is how I release. This is what the therapist told me to do. Release it.
She was 14.7 stone.
Anyway,
I was in England. Did I tell you that?
She's wearing like a quadruple X T-shirt and a pair of sweatpants that probably hit her ankles at one time. Now they go up to her knees.
They're
because,
capris.
No, because it's because they're being pushed up because of her gut is sitting there extremely sitting over the edge.
Yeah, instead of capris, she just wears capris car covers for pants.
It was violent. And like, she's sitting there, I guess.
My capris.
It's her mother. Her
this
mother's
is my
holding
capris.
Her. Like all she needed was like one of those baby harnesses with the papoose. No, the ones where they let the kid roam and they hit the button and they
Oh, okay.
That's what it looked like the woman had on her.
What?
Yeah. Like cause she had the little thing, but she had no dog. She had the little, you know, the leash. Yeah.
So what did it do?
Like it just was like roaming around the dining room
it.
Of
it
the
being
this
entity?
Fat woman, this fat retarded woman. She's roaming around like she must be mentally like inept. Like she must be just stuck at like 4 or 5 year old.
Yeah.
Because she's roaming around, she's running into like
similar
little...
to the guy that I saw at China Buffet. Same,
no,
probably same
thing. But he was sitting there actually, you know, not this one was actually acting like a 5 year old. She was running around, she was moving things, she was crashing into chairs.
Oh my god.
You know, she was running into the little play area trying to play the games.
Mm-hmm.
And smacking her hand. Like she must have been like 40 something.
Like, wow.
Yeah, it was...
What the fuck was that?
Why didn't you mic that one?
Why didn't you share with the rest of us?
They want to ruin your story.
It's been ruined. I was the one who talked about it.
I just saw this woman on TV last night. She has super cellulitis in one leg. Right? And then to top it off, I mean, it was like 40 pounds of cellulitis on her leg.
Cellulitis.
There was an extra patch of cellulitis that looked like a baseball cleat's tongue. That flapped around when she stepped. Gross!
This is something that listeners ain't going to be able to, you know, relate to. But as I'm looking at Vaughn more of his gut is coming out as we're telling these stories.
He's talking to all these fat people, and he's, like, going farther and farther down the chair, and, like,
get
his shirt is just lifting
up. Get
out
of my face with that shit.
Ugh.
Nasty
son
stretch
of a
marks.
Bitch.
I'm one of the only people to see not have
your
not
belly
seen...
button looks like a Chinese person's eye. Yeah. What is that?
Yo, your belly button should throw a party and invite your
fuck
shirt down.
Get out of here.
This is unbelievable.
I've never seen him like on the job walking, you know, looking the mail.
I recently have.
I bet he's gonna, like, you know, I'll see him, you know, reach into his bag and pull out like a bucket of chicken.
He's like, here's mail for you and Kentucky Fried Chicken for me.
Do you expose your belly while you're working?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Assholes.
Anyway,
your dog is licking my ankle bone and it feels quite good.
Because the dog wants to bite your ankle bone. That's why.
Because that's what it does.
Are you buying or selling?
Poos.
Ooh, I like this.
It's about the dump on your leg.
Ow!
Yeah, that.
Told you.
This isn't good.
Get him, Lola.
So anyway.
Don't lick there. Lick here.
So fat people, huh?
Fat people, huh?
Yeah, it always seems to come back to that.
When you're that fat, Matt, and then when you've seen that guy, you should have just fucking drove your car right through the fucking China Buffet wall
and landed
and
on
ended
him.
No, you know what? Because he would have totaled my car.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Would have been a mistake. I just got worked on it.
Well, you should have walked up
because,
to him and told
him. And plus, you know, nothing moves the blob.
Nothing moves the blob!
I love that.
How do they? You know, I know how they feed him. They probably have a hatch in the ceiling, and they rain down trays of food like Tetris into his mouth.
Yeah, and he's got like this little controller that can turn it just right until it goes into his mouth.
Ding 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 ding.
He doesn't even have to do the alp. He just opens up. It goes right down to his stomach.
His jaw unhinges like a snake.
I wonder if they've ever sacrificed a little like Chinese cook to him when he wasn't satisfied.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine.
On that big pan, on that big skillet they have where they cook up the little things.
But I was saying, like,
throw the waitress on the
apple in his mouth.
When he came in, what's the defensive stance that the staff has to take? Do they add more food or do they start taking food away? Like, what would be more beneficial to them?
They get the strongest guy in the back who cooks all the, preps all the food ready when they had to kick him out in 5 hours.
No, you couldn't. There is not enough physical strength out of that entire staff.
What time was this?
8:30
in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. Yeah.
They're not open that
before
early.
They're open.
No,
sure.
Him.
So speaking of China Buffet,
wait, hold on. He's probably sitting out at the China Buffet like he's waiting for tickets.
Am I up?
He
at
hasn't 8:30? Seen 8:30 in the morning in probably 5 years.
Ten. Right.
No, probably. Yeah, probably
since he graduated.
Yeah, the day after high school.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What time do you go to bed, Matt?
About 6 in the morning.
What time do you get up? Like 2:33?
Not about. 1:30.
You know how you figure out what time you went
to bed? I've been trying to get into bed like around 5 lately.
You know what time you try to figure out what time he goes to bed?
Don't push yourself.
Go on MySpace in the morning before you go to work.
The last thing you posted.
And look at the bulletins. The last person to put a bulletin up there at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning is him.
That's
and it's like the last one.
But you'd be surprised. Like I'm literally talking to people, or like peers, basically.
Yes.
I'm talking to somebody almost every night until I go to bed. So there's plenty of other people up.
That's how he justifies it.
No, it's
drug addicts and alcoholics.
Yeah. Sort
of. People from other parts of the country.
Cocaine binge.
What are you doing, Matt? I'm playing with myself.
Yeah, you know, that Vaughn brought up a good point. Why don't they have China buffet breakfast? How good would that be? Like, all you can eat pancakes
Chinese
or waffles?
Breakfast.
No, if they were
so
making
that would
pancakes
just be a buffet, breakfast
go.
Buffet.
Exactly.
Yeah, who wants to eat fucking egg rolls at 8 in the morning?
Yeah, why not, you know?
Yeah, actually,
yeah,
you should eat them.
Yeah, how fucked up would pancakes be from a Chinaman? Come on.
Put some sausage in there.
Yeah. Nothing like pancakes and
egg
duck sauce.
They can't cook chicken right. How the fuck would pancakes be?
I think they cook chicken just fine.
Just a couple weeks ago, I know somebody that was, they were at China buffet with their family, and they have a young child, about 2 years old, and it just started shitting all over the place at the booth. So he was running with the baby, like, you know, holding it under its armpits, you know, away from his body, you know, just dripping
right
shit.
On the food.
And he fucking booted the bathroom door open because he didn't have a free hand and fucking clocked a little fucking 4-year-old boy right in the fucking doorknob. Out of here.
Nice.
Mommy.
I wonder if he said that. He's like, boom, oh, out of here.
Out of here, son.
Oh, man.
I love it.
All right, what else we got here? Enough of the fat, gross, disgusting.
This was kind of funny in a New Hampshire. It's bad enough shoveling your own driveway after a storm leaves heavy, wet snow, but how about shoveling out a baseball stadium?
Ooh.
The New Hampshire Fisher Cats had to cancel Thursday night's home opener because of all the snow. But they put out a call for fans to come with shovels so they can get cleared so they can play on Friday. And by 3 p.m. Thursday, guess who showed up?
Nobody.
One person.
Holy shit. That's worse than none.
Why not?
It really is.
One guy was like, good idea. And he shows up.
Hey. Shit.
Everyone else is at home watching.
Did they give this guy a comp ticket or anything?
They should have fucking
hit him.
They should give him the team.
Whatever the hell he wants. I know.
She don't stock in the team, though.
Punch him in the face and leave him alone.
I mean, would you do that? I mean,
I don't know.
Shovel a stadium? I mean, it's a baseball stadium, so it's not that big.
I think if you were getting something out of it. I think if you were getting something out of it, I think more people really would have showed up.
Yeah, but it's a super minor league baseball team. Fuck them.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a quadruple A team.
What you got to do is you got to find that fat bastard from China Buffet to come eat the snow.
Quadruple A.
Fucking just cover it in sugar.
Snow cone. Make it a big snow cone.
Yeah. Chop a cherry syrup all over.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Where'd that tree go? He's just fucking using it as a pick.
I miss my Snoopy snow cone maker.
What? Oh, my God.
Those were the awesomest.
I remember that.
And my cousin had the Easy Bake Oven.
Yep.
I loved it.
That's those toys were like on the tail end of existence when we started hanging out. When we were like 7.
Cooking with a light bulb.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all it did.
Raw batter.
Literally.
Here's your brownie. It's like still like moist and like dripping through my fingers. And I still ate.
Because you did not want to wait
and
for
I did
that
not,
fucking
nope.
60 watt
care.
Light bulb to cook a cake.
It's so good. I know.
What an awful idea.
It really was.
The snow cone thing was good, though. You can't go wrong
with
that.
It was delicious.
I haven't had a snow cone in like, I don't know. Actually, I think I had one at the fair last year. It was the first time in like 15 years.
I don't think I've ever had a snow cone.
Well, like a straight up snow cone, not Italian ice.
Oh.
What's this?
Oop, disappointing.
He's like inserting it into his ass, though.
Well, if it doesn't get you in the ears, it usually gets you through the nose. Mm.
The way it looked when he sat there running by, it looked like he was about to jam it right in his asshole.
Seriously.
How about your, can I borrow your muff mic thing?
My pee filter? Nope.
Oh, my. It reeks in my microphone. I think it went through
it's going through the wire.
Come smell it.
Derek has successfully transmitted smell through into an electrical signal.
Oh, my God.
I think this is Derek in general.
What did you eat today?
That was an e-fart.
What did you not eat today that maybe you should have?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's
China
disgusting.
Buffet.
I think it was at China.
I had a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Then I had
God.
Wendy's.
Oh, my God.
What?
I had General Tso's chicken.
Right Whoa. After that, right after
oh, wait,
that.
You
right
had a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Then what?
Wendy's.
What'd you have at Wendy's?
What I always have.
Everything.
Bacon burger.
Oh, the Big Bacon Classic?
Yeah.
Wow.
The meal?
Yeah.
Duh.
So the fry soda burger and the...
Five piece.
Oh, there it is, right there.
Oh, I had a chicken sandwich, 5-piece fries and soda yesterday. So,
yeah. Ooh.
I'm just trying to calculate your calories.
Okay, and then that
and the
General
Tso's
chicken.
Too many.
Fat fuck. That's
all
what
right.
he had.
All of it? Did you eat all the General Tso's?
Yeah.
Anything else?
There was one piece left.
Okay. Threw out the broccoli.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. My heart's stopping listening to you guys.
A whole shit ton of fat fuck food, and he's having the gas of a lifetime. What a big fucking coincidence.
I've drank Steve's calorie count in Coke.
Pretty much.
Like,
pretty much.
By midday.
Yeah. He's probably had like 27 Coke.
You're close to 3,000 right now.
You know what I have for a sweet tooth today? A serving, an actual measured out serving of Jell-O.
What are you, Calista Flockhart? The fuck?
No. Jell-O's not even that bad.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like reasonably okay compared to like cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing but Derek had.
Jesus.
Nothing moves Derek.
Derek drank more calories than I ate today.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Speaking of Jesus,
what?
It's Easter weekend.
Oh, yeah, it is.
What's that?
He's going to resurrect, right? And he's going to cure all the ills of the world.
He's coming back any day now.
Yeah, wait, anytime.
He's dead. Get over it.
Yeah, he's been dead for centuries.
He's fucking gone and died.
Tomorrow's Good Friday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's with that bumper sticker? Jesus is coming. Look busy.
I think that's hilarious.
I think that's funny, actually.
I think that's so funny.
I don't like the one that says my boss is a Jewish carpenter. I think that's dumb and contrived. I like the other one, though.
Well, what if your boss actually is a Jewish carpenter?
Could be, but it's not likely because they aren't carpenters.
Yeah, no. They don't work with their hands.
The last Jewish carpenter was Jesus.
Which is why it makes sense. Yeah, if it was like, exactly. my boss isn't like an Italian like steel worker, then you're like, what
is
it? Which one?
What's the one I saw?
All they do is buy and sell and invest capital and
manipulate markets.
My boss is a Jewish lawyer. I mean, come on.
What's the last one I saw? It was a... My boss is a kike nailed to a plank.
Whoa! What? Oh, my God.
Vaughn's... Oh, my God. My God was nailed to a cross. Vaughn's carries a hammer.
Vaughn only makes me laugh when he's just absolutely hardcore. I like that. You should be hardcore all the time.
Hardcore equals good.
Was there something wrong with that?
What? The K word.
What
about it?
You're offending Derek.
Yeah.
Oh. How much
okay,
Derek?
What about... What's the other one I saw?
How much
God,
of Derek was
I
offended?
Remember it?
I don't think that was an actual bumper sticker.
Yeah, it was.
I think Vaughn just made that up.
I think I saw it.
That's awesome, though.
See, I saw a bumper sticker. Not a bumper sticker. Actually, it was like a formerly embedded piece of artwork on the back of a car. And I don't understand it. It was like on the extra tire, like on the...
Rim.
Yeah, but it was embroidered practically into it. And it said something like... it was a circle and a slash with a W, meaning like George W.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, we trusted him twice. Shame on us. Like, I mean, not that I'm a Bush fan or anything, but I'm like, come on, get over it. I mean, he's almost out. Like, get rid of that.
He's a moron.
What are they going to do? Are they going to keep that after he's out of office?
No,
it's part of your fucking car.
No, but the thing is.
The thing is, the guy
who made it and the guy who sold it.
Yeah.
Made money off of some jackass.
No kidding.
So
those kind of people don't deserve to live.
Somebody profited over that asshole.
Oh, no kidding. Profit. Profit. Wow.
I like seeing people with like Ross Perot
bumper stickers. Yeah. That's cool.
All fading.
The Cary Edwards ones.
Dukakis bumper stickers.
Dukakis.
Oh my God.
How about Duke? Reagan.
David Duke bumper stickers.
I like Ike.
I still got my Kennedy bumper sticker on my car.
Dwight D.
But
double D.
But yeah, I don't know. I saw that and I don't know.
Oh, this is a good one. A guy, a Mexican, had drove by me and said, "Real men love Jesus." What does that mean?
Was it to them?
It's Jesus. I mean, yeah. You know, come on now.
Was his license plate from Michigan?
No, North Carolina. All Mexicans come from North Carolina, I'm convinced.
A lot of the ones I've seen in...
Well, they all have the same fake ID.
I've seen in Red Bank, a lot of them have Michigan plates for some strange fucking reason.
Yeah, North Carolina, too. Like, if you see a car with North Carolina plates, 4/5 of the time, it's a Mexican.
You mean...
Or 1/3.
You mean 1/3.
And it's not just one Mexican. It's a truck.
It'll be like a shitty beat-up like caravan.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be like a neon with like a huge fucking exhaust on it.
Yeah,
it'd be like some ridiculous car that's like so noticeable. That's why I always like, oh my God,
with the shocks cut out of it in the ground.
The one door's like a different color.
See, that would be in a situation where you could be with anybody who would be offended by you saying something like that. You'd be like, you know what? I bet that belongs to a bunch of Mexicans. Oh, how can you say something like that? And then they see a bunch of Mexicans pile into it. They're just like.
Foiled again. The aristocrats are right.
I saw a thing on the news yesterday about there was some Mexican in Virginia Beach. okay, that and apparently in this town in Virginia Beach, Mexicans are like, you know, rampant. And this fucking
they're like an epidemic.
Yeah, there's something, you know,
raping women, there's something seriously torturing wrong children with this. And stuff.
So listen to this though.
Pillaging and plundering.
There's this particular Mexican.
They're like the Black Plague.
This particular Mexican
brown plague.
He had charges against him, or like false identity charges against him, numerous drunk driving charges against him. Uh-huh. But the judge and the governor of this town said, or the mayor of this town said, you know what, we got to be lenient though, because you know, these all Mexicans around here, we got to help these people out. So the guy gets off with like a light sentence, like nothing, like probation or some stupid shit.
Red beans and rice.
And then he gets loaded and fucking just killed two fucking innocent white girls.
Awesome.
And he's an illegal immigrant. Illegal. Good.
I know a girl who got I mean, she got ran into by a bunch of Mexicans in a van or whatever. Mm-hmm. They were not only unlicensed and unregistered and un-whatever.
Unwashed.
Didn't speak English.
Insured.
Unwashed.
They had to let them go for some reason.
Uninvited.
They couldn't just arrest them and keep them there. Yeah. I mean, they were drunk, too. Mm-hmm. And basically, safe. They said, okay, here's your court date. And they're like,
and they'll never come back.
Okay.
And they
moved. And they told the girl, like, don't expect them to show up.
Or be able to find them.
Yeah. Wow. Like, they're gone.
Like fucking gypsies.
Yeah.
We should just have, like
why
a cannon.
Why didn't they take them?
They give fucking gypsies bad names.
Why didn't they take them, though?
Hey, you know what? George Bush, he wants them here. Give them work visas.
Well, if they had work visas, we'd be able to track them down.
True.
But if they're illegal, if they're drunk and driving without a license, mm-hmm. obviously, because they're not even supposed to be here.
Look, and we'll bring it back to the first story of the night.
And they shouldn't be here.
Well, whatever. I don't. If they want to come in here legally and go through the system, God bless them. Well, you know what? Like, if they're illegal and they hit a girl and put a girl in the hospital and wreck a car, they shouldn't just say, here's your court date.
Exactly. They should pull out their gun and fucking cap them on the side of the road.
It was not even that. Just
drive away.
Fucking drop them off in Arizona. Yeah.
It was probably...
And shoot them.
Tell them to beat it.
Yep. It was probably an unwashed...
You're done.
Made it here. Make it back.
It was probably an unwashed beaner who probably killed Bob Clark and
beaner.
His kid.
Beaner.
All right. You know,
Vaughn Muncia. Can't say it, whatever the fuck his name is.
You can't even say it.
I hate that guy.
Me too.
Yep.
Fucking gringo, whatever.
Gringo.
Well, what's a bad term for a Mexican?
A Mexican.
You can call him a beaner.
No, what's a bad term?
Or a
wetback.
Mexican. Wetback. All right, that's a better term.
Speck.
I like wet bites.
Wet bites.
What? Oh, and the White Castle building is up now.
Yes.
No,
the actual, like,
all the
operation.
No, it's like the frame of the building. It's all like stone.
Yeah. That's gonna be hot.
Where is this?
Do they have a moat?
I couldn't tell. It's on the opposite side now of the lot. It's on the left side.
Yeah, Webmaster Mike said a moat of Coca-Cola would be great.
Hold on. I don't know. The White Castle, Neat Town, they closed it down a couple months ago.
Okay, I didn't
know. To rebuild a new one.
Yeah,
across the lot.
Yeah, pretty much
moved it
up. Yeah.
Actually,
so it was on one side of the property, and now it's on the other.
But it's all stone now. It's kind of cool looking.
It's gonna look awesome.
We pulled up at like 12:20 on, I guess it was
right
January
after a show.
Yeah.
So it was like the 6th when we left, and then they closed on the 7th. So we got there like virtually 20 minutes after they were closed.
Yeah.
For the following few
There's
months.
There's like a guy in the back like putting his shirt on, and we're just like,
let us in.
That was like the last. We were the last people to fucking stand there.
That
like
place
idiots.
Is depressing.
It really is.
I love it. I don't care.
It's so.
Shh. Oh,
Jesus,
God,
geez, Steve.
That was very close to being
Steve
a
number two.
Don't smell.
Don't smell.
That's Mark Carly.
She is
Carly's
dead.
Carly's like ground zero over there.
That sounds like a mongoose choking. That's ridiculous.
Like a duck getting squashed.
But anyway. Yeah.
Holy shit.
What a velociraptor may have sounded like.
After passing gas.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I don't do imitations. Deal with it.
We have a follow-up story here.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Keith Urban is countersuing Keith Urban.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Fuck that Aussie prick.
Wait, which one? The painter or...
The painter I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the country star. He's the one who started this whole piece of shit garbage.
It's just like Dave Thomas versus Dave Thomas.
What?
Dave Thomas is dead. What are you talking about?
I was talking about Dave Thomas, the comedian.
Who?
Yeah.
Versus Dave Thomas, the Wendy founder. That'd be funny.
He's a god.
Yeah. Ooh, Dave
Thomas. He really
which
is
one?
Now.
Oh, every once in a while.
Which one did you think I was talking about?
You're talking about the Wendy guy, right?
Yes. He's a god.
He's an adopted god, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I know, but
you know,
he's still
you
god.
Know what's, you know what was really weird? I was hanging out with DJ Corey Minto.
Oh, my God.
And this is years and years ago when
I
we were
just
in
saw
high
him
school.
Yesterday.
And we were also with one of my friends, Casey. And we had just kind of gotten together, like they didn't know each other. And we went to Wendy's. And because, oh, I love Wendy's. We'll go to Wendy's. And Corey had mentioned that he has a picture of Dave Thomas in his wallet.
Wow.
He, like, cut it out of the paper and thought it was funny.
Yes.
So he put it in his wallet. Casey pulls out his wallet. He has a picture of Dave Thomas
Terrible.
In his wallet.
Terrible.
Two people.
Terrible.
Why? Are they adopted kids?
No, they just saw a picture of Dave Thomas and thought it was funny to put it in their wallet.
Corey's a little fucked up to begin with.
Yeah. But isn't that weird, the two people?
But those odds
same
are, like, astronomical.
Thing? I know.
to meet each other, too.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that is funny. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, let's start a band. Before we start playing, we're going to go to Wendy's. Oh, my God. We both have a picture of the founder of Wendy's in our wallet.
It is.
Let's write ska music about Wendy's.
Wow. Yeah.
So
but
Keith D. Urban, the painter, has filed court documents
Good man.
Claiming that the lawsuit filed by the famous singer Keith Urban
Australian
about
dish.
The painter's website is baseless and a tool to intimidate him.
Well, he is a tool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, way to go, Keith D. Urban from Wayne, New Jersey.
Yes.
Nice.
Good man.
Awesome. Jersey yeah. rules.
Jersey represent.
And he had... Oh, that's a long article.
Oh, wow.
He had that, like... Yeah, May 1999, Keith Urban wasn't even around in 99.
He wasn't
was he?
Known yet.
No, yeah.
he wasn't
He's
known.
Not even known
not in
me,
the, He wasn't around in the States yet.
In the yeah. States. He was big yeah. in his country. That ex-prison colony.
Yeah.
Australia?
Yeah.
Whoops.
You don't like Australia.
No, I just don't like him.
Oh.
It was a prison colony. Wasn't it? I'm not lying.
I don't know.
I have to tell you, I haven't run into many Australians I've liked, in all honesty.
I've never ran into any Australians.
They're a little weird.
Russell Crowe is pretty badass.
What happened?
He's an asshole.
Phones
for
throws
you.
Phones at people. I'd
yeah.
love to meet him.
And punches.
Yeah.
Punches you in the face.
He's still a badass.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's kind of cool and all. But
when have you met Australians?
I met an Australian in a bar once, and he was actually very funny.
Yeah,
he found it very odd that the word "cunt" over here is so offensive.
Oh yeah, I don't.
What
care
is it
even.
Over there?
It's just like, you know, call someone, hey, you cunt, like.
It's like,
hey,
you call
Mac
guy.
Or something.
It's
just
like
what's up, man?
Yeah, it's like nothing there. It's
just like in Britain, they use it as a
yeah.
It's a term to refer to his friends and stuff like that.
Hmm. Yeah,
you call your friend a cunt.
I mean, it's derogatory-ish. It's not like common word. Like, you know, I could see professor like,
hey asshole,
oh, little cunts. But they just use it a lot, so much so that it's been.
I don't get the reason why it's such a big deal in this country.
I don't know, but he said he was playing pool with some guy, and he goes, "Oh, that was a nice shot, you cunt." And he's like, "What the fuck did you call me?" Well, I called you a cunt.
Yeah.
And they got all pissed off. He's like, "What's the big deal? I called you a cunt."
Yeah,
I've never met any Australians.
He was nice.
I love.
I have nothing against them. I mean,
all right.
I know is Crocodile Dundee will fuck you up.
Okay.
Cunt.
He'll act his way over here.
Not the Crocodile Hunter, though.
He's dead.
He's dead, right?
Oh, yeah, you. Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, no, he's cool, but he's dead.
Yeah, he was very cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. The dead Australian.
Yeah. Big dead Australian.
The Down Undertaker.
So, yeah, Keith Urban.
I like that English people call a butt a bum. It's funny to me. It's kind of
like
cute to hear women
and
say.
And a cigarette
it's
a fag.
It's kind of cute to hear.
I've got me fingers stuck in me bum.
Cigarettes are fags. And
toilets are loo.
I don't like that.
I was always weirded out by the word bloke.
Yeah, bloke. It is gross.
I don't really like that.
Yeah. Probably from the SNL skit.
No, I knew it before that.
Hearing that term
1-800-555-BLOKE.
Yeah, the gay fucking.
It sounds, Elle McPherson, right?
Yeah.
Hearing that term said by an old gay man is kind of creepy.
Well, it sounds
I'll never
sounds
hear
like
that.
A,
so
it sounds like a gay sexual act anyway. Like he bloked me.
He bloked me right in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not comfortable.
I just got bloked by this bloke.
He unbuttoned my pants and gave me a bloke job.
Gave me a blumpkin.
A blumpkin.
A bloke.
A blokin.
Blokin.
Blumpkins are cool.
Yeah, we discussed them last week.
Yeah.
I must have missed that one.
Yeah.
You get a computer that works and
you
maybe
may have been
you might
getting
be
one.
Yeah. If I got one right now, whoever was doing it would probably die. Because I have.
Whether it was right now or 2 days from now.
Nastiest shit on that. No, now specifically.
I
think by the time it starts like opening or.
Yeah, your asshole will start opening and first off, the first thing that comes out is a piece of bacon. Okay, we got that fucking figured out.
Nothing survives Derek's fart.
I'll just kind of look around and be like, is it safe?
That's really terrible.
I wouldn't mind receiving a Blumpkin.
Right. Fine.
I would.
Why?
How would you properly say that? Receive? No, that's not how it works. It sounds like I'm giving a blow.
It's too much to concentrate on. You have to have an erection. You have to maintain an erection, and you have to concentrate on shitting.
I don't like people
around me.
And you have
to not laugh.
Yeah.
How would you not?
In that like time, I don't want people around me.
That's, I know.
It's not natural to want people on you.
Is it natural to want someone to try to push it back in a little while you're fucking?
Yes.
I don't know, dude.
Does that make it gay? Because you want it back in, your asshole?
No.
Yeah.
But who knows? That person might, you know, they might get overzealous and stop blowing you and try to eat the turd, you know?
Well, Steve, if you're on a toilet, there's no way in hell they're already doing that,
who knows what they're capable of
doing. We should seriously do an experiment. One of you guys, because I don't want to do it, should try to whack off and shit at the same time.
What? You never done it?
Oh, well, I guess you want to do the experiment. How was it?
You do one before the other, dude.
Yeah.
No, do it while it's happening.
I've beat off.
I don't think that's possible.
Wake up in the morning with a big morning chub.
Wait.
No, you know why?
Wait, hold on. I've beat off while I've taken a shit before.
You can't because you have to piss.
No.
At least that one first time.
On the initial shot,
you
got
to
wee.
Always have to piss.
Okay, a wee, wank, poo. All in that good circle.
So there's nothing good about that. So Vaughn, you've already done this.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
You never sat on the toilet. And jerked off and had to shit at the same time.
No, actually squeezing shit out of your asshole while masturbating.
Maybe I got to save time. You have to do it.
No, I'm not saving time. I just, I'm here.
I got nothing else to do. I'm already sitting on a fucking toilet. I'm not going anywhere.
Might as well crank it a little bit. I'm already as unsanitary as can be.
I know.
I guarantee you that.
Why don't
you
wipe my ass?
And poo in my butt cheeks. I might as well jerk
off with crap.
Yeah, use it as lube.
Wipe one end, throw that in, wipe the other end, take a nice hot shower.
Yeah, it's enough.
Are you guys sitting in the shower?
This brings up a good thing.
I don't want to have a nugget falling on my shower.
Are you guys front wipers or rear wipers?
Because
I'll admit I'm a front wiper. And I constantly hear that's disgusting. I don't know why.
Front wipe? How do you do that?
Well, you run the chance of getting shit on your balls.
Yeah, but see, I just pull them things out of the way.
Pull them aside.
Yeah, just take the whole unit.
Wait, hold on. Rear wiping is how... Wait.
Coming from behind the ass or going between the legs?
Or like this? I go this way.
You go between
you're
the legs?
Wiping?
Yeah. All
right, so you're
which
a woman
is
too?
More commonly known as a fat man wipe.
No, it really is. Did you get used to that when you were fat?
I can't understand the concept now. I had a rear wipe.
I don't get moving
yourself. I don't bend that way.
I don't get moving yourself ahead on the toilet a little bit so you can get your hand behind you. Just go right behind your, right in front of your balls and wipe it and throw it in.
You're probably not wiping well enough then.
Oh, I'm wiping fantastically.
Well, Vaughn's already got shit on his balls.
Yeah,
so.
I believe that part. But Steve, what do you do?
Both. It depends, really.
What one hand back, one hand front?
No, I mean, not
the
same time.
I do back first and then the front.
It's like shaving.
For the security.
I've had this argument a few times.
It's a security wipe.
And the person that blames me for being disgusting for front wiping says he wipes from the side. So basically he's smearing shit at the side of his ass.
That's not even possible.
I know. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Is his ass a fucking, is it like a horizontal slit?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's like a mouth.
I don't get how he does it.
The thing is, you're saying I'm not a sanitary person with my wiping. I use, what is it, baby wipes.
What?
As the last resort.
Yeah,
I
do too.
Paper,
no, I do too. Can do
use
wipes.
One, can do.
Can do.
Use one of those at the very end to get everything that you missed.
Yeah. And then you're super, like, you know, lemony fresh.
I get those Lysol wipes with the bleach in them.
No, what are you, nuts?
Lysol disinfectant.
Yeah.
I get the Armor All wipes. So my ass is shiny, too.
Derek gives himself a chemical peel every time he wipes.
I like to dip them in the 20 Mule Team Borax and then wipe my ass.
Okay. Like, I know some of you guys have weird things about, like, going to bathroom in places. Like, I'll shit anywhere. Like,
me, too.
No.
I will, too.
Pretty much.
You'll shit
in, like, porta-johns that you really don't know about.
I won't shit in
that I try to draw the line.
Yeah, I got to draw the line.
I'll shit in a toilet that I... I've told you guys, I'll fight fucking bums.
It has to at least look
clean. Shit. No.
You're gross.
What? You got to take a shit.
I can't. If I had to shit right now, I would...
Oh, yeah. If it looks hardcore, like the... Okay, today. Hardcore. Good story today.
If there's shit actually visible on the seat, I'll put toilet paper down.
Is there an aborted fetus on the fucking rim of the toilet? Then?
Would you today still shit?
Then you're in the wrong bathroom.
I was getting done with my job, and I had to take a shit. And there was one porta-johnny. There was one porta-john right there, and I just pulled the truck over. You know, I walk in, I'm like, oh, you... Like,
why did you shit in the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm shitting in the
truck.
Why don't
you get like
a little bowl in
there?
I got to deal with that.
Why don't you just shit in a mailbox?
No.
That would be awesome.
R2-D2 mailbox.
No, I'll get rid up for
okay,
that.
Okay, okay. No, but it's there. I, you know, and I look at it, I'm like, okay, this is a little much, because it looks like somebody was chewing on the toilet seat. I'm not kidding, there was rips.
Stop!
And, no, no, it looks like somebody was here, like, gouging
Chupacabra
it out.
Chupacabra was shitting in the porch.
No, no, it looked like somebody was gouging with something, because there was all these weird, like, pulls and, like, missing pieces on the toilet seat.
Are you sure that this was a toilet?
Yes, it was a port-a-john.
Are you sure it wasn't a Sarlacc?
Oh, and it had two fresh rolls in there. I wrapped that toilet seat with one roll by itself. I was just like, it's like, yeah, I can't, I'm not sitting on this thing. And there's like a, you could see visual, there's like a used condom rolling in the water.
That's a good idea.
It's
you
like the darkest water I've ever seen. It's like the same, it's a, it's like you can drown in that shit. It's so
for
dark.
For like those public like horseshoe toilet seats, yeah. You should just get like some non-lubricated condoms and just wrap it around it.
Perfect.
That'd be nice.
Not bad idea.
Well, but Vaughn, basically, if I had this shit right now, I'd be I couldn't. I'd be hunched over in pain until I got home.
Really, you couldn't take a shit in his house?
There's times where you can't not stop.
Yeah. I do, and I'm
well. I think
he
has to be comfortable.
My intestines would explode.
I think
I know you've taken plenty of shits at my house.
Not well. Just the one time I shit in a cup and showed you.
The worst time ever. The worst thing I've ever had to do to take a shit is like pulling over on the parkway, having to take a shit. You know, and
couldn't
I just had like a, I had like an old paper in the car. I had to use that as wipe because I was not using leaves.
You've also wiped your ass with your fucking fist.
I've literally shit my pants because I wouldn't shit in a fucking toilet.
How does that make any sense?
I know. I did at the diner one time.
Because you wouldn't use the diner
God,
toilet?
Yes.
I wouldn't. I couldn't do it. I was trying
you
to hold
in
it.
Craig's
I was trying
truck.
To, I was trying to hang it. Well, that's the same, no, that's the same day. It seeped through my pants and got into his fucking seat.
Oh!
You're a scumbag.
He had a little,
I'm
like,
disgusting.
Brown, like, wet spot.
Yeah, and he tried to fucking, he tried to cover it up with cologne and shit. Stain. But I was trying to hold it, but it was also fun being there because we were having a good time and I didn't want to
And
leave.
I was just shitting my pants
so,
all the way through.
I finally tried to let out a little fart, you know, to relieve some pressure and instant follow through.
Disaster.
And then I just leaned over and I was like, Craig, can you drive me home?
That's the worst. I've had those little, like, you know, attack accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're trying to get to the bathroom because you know you have to fart. Or you think you have to fart, and you know it's like there's something else pulling itself through there.
That's all that happens to Matt every time I'm with him.
And for someone,
every time we go out to eat, I eat, and then it pushes whatever wants to come out.
That's
the,
just a sign of you being healthy,
I guess. Yeah.
I was sitting there. I'm walking around in the city, and I'm just like, oh, like this weird, like, you know, this weird feeling just comes over me, and I'm like, oh, I think I got a fart, and it won't come out. And I'm like, you know, just like just trying to push and it won't come.
That was just ew. That's your problem, but that's your subconscious letting you know because it wouldn't come out that there's shit coming.
No. We got to a Burger King.
It's your super ego
or a McDonald's, and I ran up there and I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck? I know I got a shit. I'm sitting there for 20 minutes. All of a sudden, I just feel this weird, like, decompression in my whole body.
I hate that.
Which is like, woof, and it's like a little bit of air just reaches out,
uh-huh.
And then 2 seconds later, I'm like letting the floodgates out. Just yeah.
No one can move the blob.
Foul.
That just, is
horrific.
Terrible.
Yes, I know.
And I think I can still see some of that underneath your fingernails.
I got no fingernails. That's why.
I was kidding.
I'm not
gross.
Kidding.
What you got there, Derek?
Animal sex videos in the McGraw and Hill show.
Hot.
The first night of the country couple Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's historic 2006 Soul to Soul tour started off on the wrong note when giraffes and zebras started making out beneath them. The pair didn't have time to vet all of the video images that were going to be used in the live show, so they left it up to the crew members to be creative for their opening song, It's Your Love.
Ooh.
McGraw recalls, we're on stage and we start singing and these sperms show up on the floor and they're swimming all around.
Oh my God.
And I look over at my wife and she's
covered in it.
And she looks at me like she's going to kill me. All I could do in the middle of singing was try to express to her in some way that I didn't do it. After gross. I try to get that across, I look down and there's two giraffes going at it, and then there's zebras going at it. I did see a couple of parents with their hands over their kids' faces. McGraw blames his drummer on the accident.
So are they going to publish this in McGraw Hill?
Is he going to be the
That's awesome.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was the book thing.
I wasn't sure at first.
I didn't even think about that at all.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
McGraw-Hill.
What the fuck would they have giraffes on the stage?
Not actually on the stage. Like videos of animals fucking for their opening song.
What? Oh, so it's
beautiful.
National Pornographic World?
Yeah, National Pornographic.
Fantastic.
Ron Giraffe-a-me.
National Pornographic World.
Then that happened at like a what the hell was it? Like a Motley Crue show or something, where they like somebody just like spliced in hardcore porn in the middle of their show, and there's all kinds of families complaining.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, fuck it, them. Happened. But I think they got in trouble. Like,
liberal douchebags.
Oh.
They got like fined or something. For
he's a communist. Yeah, keep in mind.
Who's that?
Vaughn.
What
Why
happened?
Card carrying member.
Every fucking dime.
What?
God damn.
You should get a hammer and sickle tattooed on your belly.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to get a hammer and sickle shove it through your fucking head.
Oh, shit.
Paul is very aggressive today.
USSR.
Remind me to tell you Hitler, something baby. After the show.
Remind me to end the show because I want to go to the diner.
Wow.
Really?
You fat pig.
I'm hungry, you fat shit. You're the one that had snack wraps.
Continue.
Two.
What else we got?
I don't know.
I just want to talk about this guy. A man put his foot through a $300,000 painting on Wednesday afternoon at the Milwaukee Art Museum and told the museum workers that the image disturbed him.
Nice.
How did he get up there?
He's 22. Well, they have it right there for you to see. Uh-huh. It's just up to you whether or not you rip it apart. The 22-year-old man started kicking the Triumph of David by Ottavio Vanini.
Okay.
As it hung on the wall in the museum early, painted in 1640. The oil painting depicts the outcome of the biblical tale of David and Goliath, with David carrying Goliath's severed head. He was kicking it, aiming his blows at the head of Goliath, and then he pulled it off the wall and started kicking it. It happened very quickly, you know, Garza, blah, 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 blah. And then he just, like, ripped his shirt off and lied down on the floor.
What?
Wow.
It was Jeremiah.
Oh, my
much.
God.
Yeah.
See, wait.
Stupid, mythic, one-eyed freak, I hate you.
Unbelievable.
Maximum sentence of 3.5 years in prison.
That's worth
it. Okay. In the Museum of Modern Art in Manhattan, you can't get in within like a foot of any of those paintings
This is Milwaukee.
Without them jumping on you.
Yeah. That's everything in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1640. Jesus Christ.
I guess he had no problem getting his foot through that.
Yeah.
Fucking Renaissance painting.
Yeah. Over 400
And these security
years.
Guards just standing there watching him do this?
Well, I guess they're constantly going around, but he must have did it at an odd time when there was no one. It only takes a second to kick a painting.
And rip it off the wall and rip it apart.
There, so
that or he was night crawling.
Jesus,
night crawling.
Fucking stupid.
Anyway,
what are you doing?
He was not
committing suicide. It looks like
he's getting anxious.
Come on, Tony, go towards.
You
want to
talk about it? You
go
lay
towards
down
the
talk
light.
About it?
What do you got, dude?
Nothing. You look.
Is
like
this
you got
is this your dream world or is this your real world?
What?
What?
Tony.
What
Tony Soprano,
tell
right?
The difference. Just give me pills, man.
Did you miss your flight?
Huh?
No one watched The Sopranos?
No.
I don't watch that shit.
Okay. All right.
I don't watch that shit.
No.
The Shield. The Shield's the only show I watch religiously.
The what?
Yeah, some guy was saying that's the best show on TV right now, I think, is probably Intervention.
I do. I have watched that, but you know what? Sometimes it gets me a little panicky.
He fears that it's going to be him soon.
Exactly.
There was an anorexic on the other day.
Oh, God.
The chick?
Yeah. The blonde chick?
I seen a brunette.
Oh.
I seen a brunette puker.
Oh, she was horrible.
She
we talked about
gross.
Her on the show.
Yeah, she threw all her bags in that fucking trunk.
Yeah, she threw up in bags because she was nervous.
Hiding it from her fucking fat husband.
Yeah, because she was nervous that if she threw up in the toilet might overflow.
But
no,
he wouldn't
up.
Find the bags.
What was she
for? No, she would puke. She had a toothbrush. And she would shove it down her throat, puke into a giant plastic bag.
A Ziploc bag.
And put them behind in her closet.
I think you talked
about
this.
Yeah, I did. And then on
she put
on garbage day, she would take them all out. And she's fucking, she'd have a handful of fucking puke bags.
Nice.
And bring them out to the garbage.
I actually had to cover my eyes. I couldn't stand to watch her gagging.
Oh, yeah. It was gross. But she binged and purged, which was really funny.
Yeah.
They showed her going to a Waffle House, all you can eat.
Oh, God.
She's downing waffles like I've never seen before.
And then she's upping waffles like you've never seen
before. Yeah.
Exactly.
I never finished watching that. I didn't watch the very last part to find out if she got cured or not.
I don't remember, to be honest with you. Yeah,
it's kind of tough.
That was a while. It was like 2 years ago, that one.
Really?
That was a while
ago. I only saw this like 2 months ago, but obviously it could have
probably
definitely repeat. And it was a long, it coincided with a story about a fucking homo.
They usually have two. Yeah. Well, the guy that was on crystal meth and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he went for treatment and then they found out he had AIDS and all
yep,
that crap.
Yep, yep.
Fantastic. Good for him.
Yeah.
Another infected dick sucker.
A gift giver.
Yeah. But lately, they've just been doing like one person. They used to do two for an hour. Now they'll just do one. And the last one they did was this girl. She was anorexic. She's been anorexic for 18 years.
Yeah.
And no one noticed.
Like, she was, no, everyone know. But she got married to this guy who really kind of controlled her, like in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, fine. You want to be thin. That's fine. But here, eat this, do this. So she got so needy. He just dumped her.
Really?
And she moved back with her parents. And she was just so disgustingly thin and annoying and rich. she has like no money, living with her parents, and she goes and drives off in like a Mercedes.
Well,
yeah.
What was
they come in, she's lying like in her closet in her bra and panties, not moving. It looked like she just had a heroin overdose.
Yeah.
And it says she just binged on a jar of peanut butter.
Okay. The last one I saw in here was the one with the guy with the video game addiction.
Yes.
That one was ridiculous. He had crazy eyes.
That uptight douche with the
video
game.
He had the craziest eyes I've ever seen.
Oh, he talked like this.
Yeah.
He was from Jersey, right?
He talked like that when he wasn't playing games. When he was playing games, he was all fucking excited.
He looked like he was ready to kill someone when he was playing games.
He's playing all these like first-person shooters and everything like that. He was flipping out.
Lives are going to be.
And he had like this one chick that was his best friend.
Favorite wrestler ever.
Was his best friend. And it's just like she would
that
sit there and watch him.
Wanted him. She was
really
really
all
hot.
About him. And
she
was just like,
really
video games.
Yeah. It was just mind-boggling the whole time. She's just like, if you don't stop, I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
Friend?
And he's just like, well, that's how they went about it on the show.
He's like, meh.
They weren't, he was just like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Castlevania or pussy?
Was that the one?
Castlevania or pussy?
Castlevania.
Paperboy or Poontang?
Paperboy or Poontang, yeah.
With this anorexic chick, she was out and she came home and they happened to be eating dinner.
Yeah.
They were just getting ready. They had pork chops. Mm. And they're like, you want to sit down for dinner? And she's like, okay, I'll sit down and eat. Everyone's all freaked out. And then they start cutting to interviews of the families, like, individually.
She never ate.
She hasn't sat down for a meal with us in, like, 8 years. And she's, like, acting like everything's right for the cameras. And she's, like, cutting up the pork and talking to everyone.
Hi.
And, like, pretending she's going to eat it, but she's just, like, cutting it up.
Yeah.
And then she's like, this pork's a little well done for me. I like it a little rare. And the stepdad was like, it's pork. You can't eat rare pork.
Yeah.
No, I know it's bad, but I like it a little rare. It's like, you can't eat rare pork. Yeah. It has to be cooked. Yeah. Finally, he left. He gets all pissed off. And she goes, I'm just going to go have a granola bar. Didn't even touch it. It's ridiculous. And she's complaining about the stepdad, saying she wants to kill someone, and she has no problem putting a bullet in his head. She's like walking down the hallway saying this, and as she's walking around, they like turn right a little bit, and he's in like an office on a computer, like sitting right there, and he's just looking like, he's just got his mouth open.
What?
She's like, I'll put a bullet in his fucking head right now. He's just sitting there.
Hi, Daddy.
In the other room, listening.
Wow.
I don't care if he hears me.
Well, at least she's honest.
But she went and got help. She put some weight on. She actually looked
half
decent.
She's fat.
What?
Nothing will change the fact that she's a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
She was fucking nutty. One time they had this anorexic chick, and she went and got treatment. She actually got fat.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
She was like, okay. Obviously, she had a major weight problem and then got anorexic.
Yeah.
And then she went to treatment, and she gained all the weight back.
Whoa.
It was just like, ouch.
Well, not pick good. Your poison.
Yeah,
right. Seriously.
This show was all over the board today.
What?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, there's been a common thread.
Fat people.
Yeah.
Maintain your weight.
Actually,
assholes.
We just call it the Fatsocrats.
The Aristofats.
That's a better one. The cheeseburger crowns.
The Aristofats.
The Jihudafrats.
See? That's better.
The dodecahedron of fats.
Yeah.
The
3/5
You're humongo.
Oh, God. No one.
I'm not even in the 200 club anymore.
The one third of Kratz.
What do we got up here, Derek?
No, that's it.
That's it. It's 215.
That's it. That's all.
It's 215?
12.
Oh, no. It's, we've
did you forget about
been
the
on
one?
For.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, I thought you said it's 2:15.
Jackasses.
He did say that.
I know he did.
Fuck yes.
There's a one in front of the two.
Pew! No, we've been going for 2 hours and 15 minutes.
I meant it's been 2:15.
Pac-Man.
God, whatever.
Who says that?
Pac-Man or humping?
Well, let's give
it up. It's been 2:15.
Galaga.
And he's done.
Galaga or nipples?
Galaga or Gagaker?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Blowjob or Battletoads?
Frogger
battle
or
toads.
Finger?
Yeah.
Blumpkin or Battletoads?
There we go.
Thank you.
Blumpkin or Bubble Bobble?
Bumpkin or Marble Madness?
That game.
Excitement
was
shit. Or Excite Bike?
Hummer Time or Burger Time?
Right. Well, I'm going to go eat waffles.
All right, aristocratsradio.com. Check it out. Will ya?
Stickers.
Medal of Honor or Masher with my monster?
In the face.
Why didn't we start that earlier? That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue next week.
Trill.
Yeah. No, we won't.
True that.
No,
I won't be here.
I will.
We're on YouTube. YouTube?
You are.
iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes.
We're on iTunes. You can subscribe there.
So many people listen to us.
CringeHumorRadio.com. We're on every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern until midnight or later. Right after the Cousin Joe Show.
Hey, whoop.
And I guess that's it.
Sonic the Hedgehog or Trimmer Hedges?
What? Pac-Man or Pac-Woman?
That's gay. That's fucking awesome.
That's straight as hell, actually.
Pac-Man or Packer Box?
Don't kill it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh. Space Invaders or Space Invading?
Space Invaders or Invading Space?
Wow.
Mario Brothers are just sticking in her fucking butt.
Wow. Clever.
Halo or just cram it in her pussy?
Zelda or spooning?
Mortal Kombat or hold a knife to her throat?
Mortal Kombat or rape her over the fucking sink?
Dance Dance Revolution or brutal blowjob?
Guitar Hero or eat her out?
At least we're getting into this decade.
Hey, you know?
Huh?
It was the golden age in the 80s.
Halo 2 or Pop Out Winter Rise and Skullfucker?
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Different. Ruining it.
Nice. I'm ruining it. Fuck
Metal
off.
Gear Solid or Popper Cherry?
Zombies Ate My Neighbors or nothing else because that's the greatest game ever.
Yep.
Never played it. Nice. Right, it looks fun.
Whoopsie daisy.
Oh. You shouldn't be here.
Whoopsie daisy.
We have hit
not
zero.
Even supposed to be here today. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Let's try that again.
Vida Zayn.
We're done.
Supposed to be here today.
Resident Evil or fucking Residents? Rampage or Ramarass?
Nice.
All right, bye.
What you do?